Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yes, yeah.
I just decided to do that for fun. Oh, you know, microphone's not on, Rob.
I say that was good.
Hey.
You know what?
Hot damn tamale.
You could be the American Idol.
Really?
With a voice like that?
Summertime.
Meanwhile, howdy. All that rustling. You
howdy,
heard.
Howdy, howdy.
It was my radio partner.
Howdy.
Preparing the show.
Just got to say right now, the East Coast... You've got exactly 9 hours left. West Coast, 12 hours left. And if you're listening to us in Dallas, you're screwed. Crazy, crazy tax day. But Mike, I don't want to talk about taxes.
I'm glad because everybody's talking about that.
I'd like to talk about the Alamo. That's a box office disaster after its opening weekend.
It is.
Hey, what do you expect from a historical event that we have to constantly be reminded to even remember?
Yeah, that's not funny.
Huh? That's what I said. That's on my DJ joke sheet.
You got the new one for today?
I do.
Super.
But I'll save it because you know what it is? What this is gold.
Yes.
And this gold was mined yesterday at about the same time.
Spend it wisely.
That's right. So a radio professional knows the audience listening now heard this gold yesterday.
You don't want to go to the well too many times.
Right. We'll save this gold for later.
We got lots of gold on this show.
We sure do.
There's gold in them Nar Hills. In the fridge.
Hold on, let me just do this.
Oh, did you bring the stuff?
Buzz's stuff? Yes, he did bring it.
Yeah. In the fridge, yes. You're refrigerating it?
Yeah, it's actually in the freezer, so it'll be good and cold.
Well, fetch it.
Fetch it now?
Why don't you go fetch it?
All right.
While you fetch that,
Will you miss my waste time?
Oh, wait, we'll wait for you if you want us to wait. Well, I mean, run. Go ahead, boy. Run.
Fly like the wind. Buzz is talking about absinthe.
Yeah, he brought it in today. He brought it in today because, as far as we know, the WJFK Ice Cream Social is still a go. You know,
I think they're scrambling around here getting ready for it.
Nobody's mentioned...
I plan on going up and visiting periodically.
Nobody's mentioned Richard to me about this. Oh, we're waiting for Buzz. It must be like waiting for Guffman.
Is he going all the way up to the second floor to get the stuff?
Waiting for Buzzman.
But we have ice, too, I take it, right? Just chilling that is not going to be a good idea. Don, and I know this, you'll enjoy it more over ice.
Okay. Mike, I've never had absinthe.
I remember the last time.
The last time?
The last time he had it,
That he had it, right. See,
I remember I had it.
I remember him being crazy, Buzz.
I've never had it anywhere but in here. Because I'm afraid of it.
So am I, really.
First of all, the hallucinogenic properties are gone.
Let me say that I'm afraid of no beverage.
Is that the real stuff?
That's the real stuff. Okay, Buzz, you can go over back to your other side. Thank you.
We need cups with ice.
Hey, he made it.
And that's for Joe, I guess.
Oh, and Joe?
Or Joe's helper. Who is Joe's friend back there?
That's Little Retarded Tommy.
We haven't met Tommy yet.
LRT. Yeah, he's not worked his way up
to be, but could we just say hello to him on the microphone? Is that possible?
No, he's not earned it yet, Mike.
LRT?
How many times have I invited you to go and introduce yourself?
Don, you know how you are uncomfortable with certain situations? That would be one. I'd just as soon just meet him right now and just get it done with, if you don't mind.
Tommy?
Just briefly.
Little Retarded Tommy?
Just briefly.
All right.
Right, just for a moment.
Thank you.
I know it probably won't be anything special.
Not. I'm telling you, the guy's a dolt.
He's a dullard?
He's a total dullard.
He's a dullard? All right.
I mean, he's all right.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, retarded Tommy.
Hi.
Look how red he is.
There he is.
You're so embarrassed. What's happening, dude?
Nothing. This is a surprise.
Little Retarded Tommy. This is Mike O'Mara.
Nice to meet you.
There you go. Mike, that's Little Retarded Tommy.
Tommy, nice to meet you.
LRT.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
How long has Don been, does Don refer to you as Little Retarded Tommy outside of the studio?
This is the first time to his face.
Oh, really? Okay.
First time to his face.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear Buzz?
Hi. Oh, hi.
Buzz.
Hi. Welcome.
There you go.
All right. Thanks. Here's what we need. Chop chop, some glasses, and some ice.
Yeah. Sure.
Please. Get on it. Thanks, LRT.
Brimful. Lots of ice, Tommy. Tommy, nice meeting you.
Here he is, little retarded Tommy. Well, listen, you know what? Rather than do what we did yesterday, let's start the show now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll save all of this American Idol stuff, the WJFK Ice Cream Social.
For the show.
Big news for Joe. And, oh, yes, remind me. I wrote myself a post-it. Really bad bathroom etiquette from someone in this building moments ago. That even in this new climate, I can speak about honestly and openly and tell you why I'm convinced that by next week we will all be sick.
Wow. Really?
That's all I have to say.
Oh, now I'm grossed out.
Just depends. Just depends where you go and what you touch in this building. What, Buzz?
Hey, now.
Oh, I was trying to get Mike to say it.
Oh. I'm staring at the green bottle.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America.
Hey, now.
877-365-3636.
Hey, now.
They're ready to believe you.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hold on a second.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Oh, I hate them. All of Julia's uncles are here today.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know, my boys are actually working on another show, too.
Really?
Yeah, they got a job on the Here Network.
Here!
I thought so.
Good afternoon.
Here.
Mr. and Mrs. Eccentric and all the ships at sea.
But Rob, they wouldn't. They
don't
you're
know.
Making a joke.
They don't know.
They don't know that
they're
it's gay.
What?
The network. Oh, you didn't know.
Oh, my God.
The Here Network, yes.
Yeah, there's a brand new gay network called Here. They're gonna have to call Ephraim. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
Hello.
We haven't even started drinking yet, and it's already starting to take its effect.
Their favorite movie is The Wiz. Dr. Michael Mann.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob.
Hello.
Leads
right in.
Hey, Rob. It's time for my show, new episode. On
Thursday 4.
Thursday 15:04.
Hi, Donna. Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Yeah, April 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day.
That's the day.
You know that, right? Man, Lauren Hutton has been airlifted to a heart hospital because of chest pain. The doctor determined was probably from indigestion. But on the bright side, now a couple of people remember Lauren Hutton is alive. Less than 9 hours left on the East Coast. Less than 12 hours on the West Coast. Again in Dallas. You're too late to pay your taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. You are SOL, my friend. And, of course, we will have the donuts, the coffee, and, as Don mentioned yesterday, Excedrin tablets for you.
So,
southern parts of our listening audience, of course, we're talking about Goody's headache powders.
Yeah. So, tomorrow will be a fun day because we'll play the tapes of the TV stations tonight.
Yeah.
And this is really where you find out who's at the bottom of the pecking order on your local, news channel, whatever it is that you
who
watch
they
where
have
you live.
The post office.
Yeah, because that's the person that's the next to be fired at the TV station.
Mm-hmm. Bottom of the rung.
Before we get to Joe, and what I think will be happy news for Joe, I hope so, Joe doesn't appear to be in the best of moods today. We have something we think's going to...
It won't matter, though. Joe won't give you a great reaction. Joe's not the kind of guy that'll go, oh, wow.
Well, he might.
He might.
Anyway, this bad bathroom etiquette. Here's where I'm coming from.
This happened moments ago, right? You came in and you jotted something down, and you seemed to be very disturbed.
Well, here's the deal. We share a bathroom upstairs with a business. I'm not going to say the name of the business, but it's a business where, like, guys wear white shirts and ties, and they have potted plants everywhere. It's a real business, as opposed to, you know, our side of the building, which is
much like a, kind of a halfway house.
Yeah, giant Petri. I know it's a Petri dish, but
right.
I say Petri because, like, Rob Petri.
Rob and Laura, yeah.
So, this guy, I go into the bathroom, and I just have to go number one. So I'm standing at the urinal, and I hear the guy, he gives the universal to let somebody else know, hey, there's a guy in here
okay.
doing something serious sitting down.
I never do that.
So
I use it as an opportunity to spy. And if my friends come in, then I'll speak to them.
Now, Mike's done that to me before.
And I did it to you guys last week.
Yeah, we go, hey, you guys.
Hey, I'm in here. Yeah, because you just go, God forbid, you're talking about me.
Well, this guy obviously knew that he was alone in the bathroom, so he can't see me, but because of the way the urinal is, as you walk into the men's room, it's the urinal right away, and then you have the two stalls.
Right.
So he can't even see my feet go by. He's just heard the door open, and he hears, I guess, the sound of the
belt buckle. And,
in this case, just the zipper go down.
Right.
Yeah. And then I hear, to let me know, okay, there's somebody in the other stall. And he's sitting down.
Uh-huh.
And as I get up, not as I get up because I'm standing, but as I turn around, I'm done with my business, I turn around and go to the sink. He opens the door to the stall. Incidentally, newspaper in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He comes out, looks at himself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I go, how you doing? He says, pretty well. How you doing? I said, good. He said, see you later.
You mean after he's been in there?
He leaves to go meet the public.
Oh, my God,
This is the lesson, and I'm sad that we have to tell this lesson to guys.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. I know that most guys don't wash their hands, okay? Most guys don't, and it's a fact. But when you're in a public place, especially if somebody else sees you, you have to pretend. You have to go over, turn on the water.
Go through the motions.
Also, when you're in there and you're, you know, there's a big gulf between the numbers one and two. And I think you have to go over there and you have to do that. Always. Number one, it's a little bit more flexible.
I don't think the guy suffers from ARS, Andy Rice syndrome, meaning that he has to sit down when he goes number one.
You think he was doing the whole
thing? Well, The newspaper has led my CSI team
that is disgusting.
To believe that he was... And
that is beyond disgusting.
And also, think about this. I got the cough. If the guy was just sitting on the bowl going number one...
He's all well-dressed and all that?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
He had on a white shirt and a black tie and a nice pair of pleated pants.
And sometimes you cough to cover up another sound.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. This was in the upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this guy is a fluky number, and I'll tell you why. I went to visit the facilities before the show, and as I was washing my hands, I heard the door click, which I thought, is someone coming in? I guess not. And I finish up, and then I open the door, and he's standing right there. I almost kill him.
He lingers. He spends a lot of time around.
Hold on, run that by me again.
What did he do? Outside the bathroom door for probably 15, 20 seconds, maybe closer to half a minute.
Well, but I mean, he just
why would
come
he
in?
Be doing that?
I have no idea.
Creepy.
We're
talking about the same guy. Tall guy?
Yeah.
Tall guy, short hair?
Yeah, reasonably well-dressed.
Kinda
would think he's okay.
Kind of looks like one of the guys, like one of the Nimrod SEALs guys here.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
exactly.
I thought he looked like that guy, the Chicago guy from here. I thought from the back, that's who I thought it was.
Well, yeah,
it could very much be him. Why I said, hey, how you doing? And the guy turned around, I realized.
But he's not on our team at all, right?
No,
he's working against us.
He's working against us all. And
that's very, very bad.
Dude, here, like I said, it's bad etiquette. Mm-hmm. I know there are germs everywhere.
Yeah, especially
now. God knows, and this is a microphone that I'm putting my mouth up to. I don't know where this microphone's been since I was here 24 hours ago, but the deal is that if you're in a bathroom, and especially if you're sitting down, and if there's a newspaper there, and you give the cough, when you come out, it's one thing if I'm not there, or if I've got my back to you, but if I'm standing there washing my hands, at least come by, patronize me.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Just splash some water on here.
Put some water on your hands.
But ideally, you should have hot water and soap and scrub and do that.
Better to wash, but at least go through the motion.
And I'm telling you, as someone who's, I've been there,
I do it when I'm home alone.
Yes.
In my house when I'm done.
I really know that it's not, you're not doing it for Don. You're doing it for yourself, too. You're making yourself live longer.
You're doing it for yourself. You kind of said it like that, Rob.
Well, when you talk hygiene, your voice goes into that region. Fresh, delicious
anyway.
Hygiene.
Now, when I'm at home in numero uno, not all the time.
Here's what I'd love. And listen, a lot of times at home, I'll be honest, I will go one, two, and three. And I won't, nothing, I don't do anything, but I'm at home. But if I'm ever in a situation at work, in an airport, in a restaurant, wherever I am, somebody's there. You better.
Oh, you always do. But no, you know what?
And a lot of times, I just do the thing where you put your hands under the water because that makes the water go on, and I just sprinkle some water and then, you know, do a big number with the towel like I've really washed my hands.
But I've been in many, many, you know, public places where, you know, where they walk in and they finish their business and another guy's in there at the sink and they don't care.
That's why the greatest thing invented are the restroom entrances that are maze-like and have no door that you have to touch because most guys not washing, you're going to pick up whatever they
that
left on the door.
Invention. That is a very good invention.
And that's another reason why I always avoid the mints in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that on Dateline one time.
Very often, people, the last thing they do is they'll visit the facilities and then go.
Well, also the mints where you go to a nice restaurant and they've got the mints with a spoon, and nobody uses the spoon.
No. Of course not.
The spoon just sits there and people just reach right in.
I use it for pudding.
Of course not.
That's why, you know, Don, I know I don't bring up the restaurant very often.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, at
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
At O'Mara's restaurant now, what I've put in the bathroom. Thank you.
What?
Thank you. Yes,
you're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Those are right next to each other.
A crucifix. No, what I've decided to put in there is a bowl of chips. Right at the sink.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And that's also why you always put out peanuts in the shell.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think it's a little innovation, you know. You always want to eat wherever you are in a restaurant.
Listen, somebody tell this guy on the second floor, the third floor, tell this guy that we're hip to him, okay? Stop it. Stop it with your fecal fingers everywhere.
Yeah!
Just stop it. Dude, stop it. That's bad etiquette. Okay, Joe Ardinger.
Yes.
Sign in, please, Joe.
For the good news.
Joe.
And I think everybody here has agreed that this is going to be good news for Joe.
Absolutely.
Look at all of the lines now are ringing with people. What is this? Ryan? Ryan, hello, Donna. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good day, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi, you're on the air, Ryan.
My radio buddies.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, come on.
The guy was waiting outside the restroom for Joe.
No, that was for Robbie, but why?
Oh, yeah, for Robbie. I'm sorry. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Come on.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Come on, Mr.
Anyway, he's standing outside there because he knows that somebody's in there. And he's got to drop a mean.
All right, okay, all right. Okay.
And maybe it was bombs away. Mm-hmm. You know, and
he just didn't want to do that without somebody. I can see that. But you'd go away. You'd not wait outside the door.
You know, wouldn't you walk in there and see if someone's in there and then like pretend you just went in to comb your hair or something?
I've done that before. Or you know, if you were aware somebody was in there, but to stand outside, very disturbing.
Anyway, Joe, that's what all these calls are about, the bathroom, right?
Yeah,
all these things. Everybody's got their
story.
The crazy bathroom story.
Yeah, and everybody's, you know, obviously we haven't had that kind of content on the show for quite some time. Everybody's like chomping, right?
Good point.
Control yourself, you animal. Mm-hmm. Control yourself. You know, if there's anything to be discussed.
Yeah, you want to know something that happened to me? First, I took my hand.
Right.
here's the rules. Number one.
Yes.
Only we talk about number one. Number two, only we talk about number two. Number three, only we talk about number three.
Amen. Yeah.
Those are the rules.
Even in the hands of professionals.
Easy to remember.
Now, Joe Ardinger.
Hello.
Gosh, you've been the slave to this show. You're the world's oldest phone screener.
Mm-hmm.
When I told you that we had something special for you, you immediately had disappointment in your voice. You said, oh, I don't have to go to the post office, do I?
Right.
No.
No, you don't have to go to the post office.
Okay.
Joe Ardinger. Guess where you're going tomorrow?
New York?
Yeah.
I'm going?
You're going.
Why?
You're going. You're going for reasons that I'm not telling you.
I thought I was board hopping.
No, you're not board hopping. No, you, my friend.
Start spreading the news.
Tomorrow, Madison Square Garden, HBO pay-per-view. You'll be sitting at a table with a microphone, and we will be going to you constantly during the show. And I've been told that you'll be able to interview, among others, Don King.
Wow.
There you go.
Awesome.
Cool. All we ask.
That's a good reaction for Jim.
All that we ask is that you don't use your British accent. And the other thing is going to be very important. If you do have people to interview up there, you wear headphones so you can hear us, but do not allow the other people to have headphones.
Right.
Okay. So that we can prompt you.
Feed you questions.
With questions.
That shouldn't be difficult. I mean, most people don't ask for them.
Yeah, you got it. So, Joe, look at this. Here you go.
How do you get headphones on Don King anyway?
Here you go, Joe. So tomorrow, rather than have the entire show travel up to New York for HBO pay-per-view,
right?
Why not just send Joe? We'll get the best of it. HBO wants their commercials.
They're going to get them.
They will.
And, Joe, you go up there, you handle yourself like a pro.
Make sure you get your tote bag.
You know, you and Wendell Hall go up there and make it happen.
Oh, good. So I'll have an engineer.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Joe, can I tell
you'll
you
enjoy
something?
Yourself.
A fun engineer.
Joe, on this trip, you are the talent.
That's right.
Right on.
And Joe, behave accordingly. You're going to be treated like a star because you are a star.
Right. So tomorrow, that means...
Throw a tantrum.
That means tomorrow. You want to like get one of your Kevin Arnold outfits out. You know, one of your Wonder Years outfits out. Get yourself a nice pair of dungarees.
Sure.
Get on the bus. Go to the big city. Or, I'm sorry, train.
Train, yeah.
Get on the train. I was thinking about my brother for a second. Get on the train. Go to the big city. And then 3 o'clock, you're live on the air, baby.
And when do I come home?
Well, now that
you
is...
come home whenever you want.
What was that, Robbie?
Tuesday.
Well, he can stay up there, can he?
Yes, it's open-ended. If you, I mean, not forever, but you want to spend the night up there, spend the night up there.
Want to come home? You can come home.
I don't know. What do you want to do, Wendell?
Hi, Wendell.
I was going to spend the night up there, but that got effed up.
Oh, okay.
And Wendell was pretty much pouting for the entire day. Uber. Nobody went around near Wendell yesterday.
Wendell
was so upset.
Wendell has been brooding. How did I describe it yesterday? Not on the air, of course, Wendell, because I know you're sensitive. I just said somebody said, look,
it makes this so much better right now.
I said, look at Wendell outside. Anger.
We looked at Wendell a couple of times yesterday, and Wendell was just sitting there, and he could tell he was seething.
I wondered what that was
because he was supposed to be up there for the whole week, and he was going to make a weekend of it.
I had plans.
He was moody, moody and brooding.
They were going to put Arrow over here this weekend because since they sold...
Arrow, ladies and gentlemen, is the other radio station.
Right? Synergy!
Yes.
They sold 3/4 of their studio space but didn't look at the blueprints to see where the electric wires go.
Right.
You got to unplug everything and let the electricians get in there and run new cables.
So,
you'll be needed for that.
Wendell really needs a weekend away, in case you can't tell. What he was saying even sounded like gibberish to me, and I'm in the radio business.
I don't even understand what he said.
It's a bummer,
either.
I know that.
But I do think you boys should have a... well, Joe, if you come back with Wendell tomorrow night, I think you boys should have a good night on the train.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, Lord, yes, you could do that.
Sure.
Well, Arrow's not coming here any longer. They're going to Atlanta now.
So you could go to and spend the weekend in New York?
Except that we already called HBO and said don't bother with the hotel room.
Oh, well,
I'm going to crash with friends. No, we've called them like 3 times. They're getting pissed.
Oh, really?
Who is HBO?
Changes, yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Are you going to make a weekend of it?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with friends.
Oh, so really? Can Joe stay with you?
I guess.
Can Joe stay with your friends? Joe, would you want to stay with his friends?
I guess.
I wouldn't mind, but I mean, this is the first nice weekend we're going to have here in the Mid-Atlantic in weeks.
So you want to get
Joe, the backyard
looks like a jungle.
Joe, incidentally, I love it when you're like radio savvy to say here in the Northeast. Yeah. Way to go, dude.
Mid-Atlantic.
Mid-Atlantic, right. Yeah. Way to go, dude. I'm with you.
Oh, Joe, you cracked me.
Joe, you get it. You get the time change. You get everything. Yeah. Right.
I still don't know whether or not the people in Dallas have a chance in hell to get their taxes filed on time, though.
That was a funny joke.
Mike's opening the absence now.
That was a joke that I used about 20 minutes ago, Joe. Yeah, Mike, open that.
I only steal from the best, Don. And if you heard
Joe, you're stealing twice.
That's 3 times now?
Joe, would you hand me the plastic cups? I'm sorry. It's Wendell and Joe in the studio at the same time.
Yesterday, here's what we know, what we're not explaining about Wendell. Uh-huh. We knew that there was this trip for the show planned in New York. For Friday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendell is our engineer, going to go up there with us and do the engineering.
Right.
Then we heard that, because of all this other crap going on in the company, Wendell was going to have a weekend in New York.
He was.
Yesterday.
Yeah, as far as I know, HBO had tickets for me for the fight and everything.
Yeah.
And Wendell was sitting outside, compulsively chain-smoking.
Did you get
yesterday.
Tickets? Did you get your tickets for the fight?
No.
Don.
Well, we can call HBO.
I can still be fixed.
Yeah, call that Peggy lady at HBO. Wendell, I promise we'll get you tickets for the fight.
Be railed by a tainted Frankfurter, you understand?
All right, now everybody have their... Does everybody have their medicine?
I don't have mine yet. Can someone get that over to Mr. Burbank?
And Buzz, describe to us exactly what... Now, I may only have one glass of this, so I'm going to see how this goes.
Absinthe is a liquor from long ago that isn't legal to sell in this country, but apparently it's legal to buy it on the internet and drink it. And
does that have a cork in it, Buzz?
It might have. Yes. Apologize for the bit of cork if there was.
And we are we're having this today. Here's the lame excuse we're going to offer up, because the radio station is having their ice cream social.
So we decided
in about an hour upstairs, a party that we were not invited to.
Right. We decided we'd have an ice cream social.
You know, and as we discussed ad nauseum with the idiot manager here yesterday, you know,
you're going to have a party for station morale.
Have they tweaked that party up a little bit? Did we find out whether that's
happened? I've heard nothing about that.
I believe they have. I believe they've purchased some liquor.
John is nodding. John Norman's coming in. Johnny, they've taken that to the next level?
Yeah, I saw Jag upstairs a little bit ago, and he says, are you going to the ice cream social? I don't know. And he's like, there'll be alcohol. How faggy is that, though?
Ice cream social.
Ice cream social. Mm-hmm. Hey, dudes, this is a rock and roll radio station.
Righto! Righto!
Dudes, I got news for you. And I mean, I'll tell you, I got very briefly, before I drink, mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. But I got into I got an email from a friend of mine today.
Okay.
This guy, Fred, we've had him on the show before, from WLS.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how great it is to work in radio. This place is a stinkhole. It's just an absolute sinkhole and a stinkhole. But I love radio so much, and it's such a great place to work,
yeah.
Even if the station stinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up, all I ever wanted to do was work at one radio station, the station in Chicago, WLS.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God damn it, I made it there 20 years ago.
You did.
I made it there. And now, still now, when I come into work, I still think, every day, when I'm coming to work, I think, oh, 89 WLS, Chicago. And this is all because I got an email from a guy that was bringing back all these memories, and I'm thinking how great radio is.
Right.
Even though it stinks, and the FCC's ruined it, it still is so much better than digging a ditch.
It is.
And that was all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful.
That sounds like something you would say after you had your drink.
I'm very grateful to be in radio. I'm happy for radio. I like radio. I love radio. I have a mm-hmm. passion for radio. But if you want, you want to turn the morale of this station around, get some people talking about how they like radio and why radio is a great industry to work in and to work around and to be involved with.
It's
but don't
be fun.
Don't give them a peach ice cream on a Thursday. Okay?
Unless you chase it with this.
You're gonna have a morale party, have it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Second, get some nice Mexican food. Get some hot dogs. You know? But mainly, it's a booze cruise.
Amen, brother.
Let me say that.
Yeah.
And so you see, even though I appear to be very soured on the radio business,
yeah.
and especially on this station, which it does stink worse than yesterday's underpants.
Sponsored, gentlemen.
Still, I do love radio, and there's a part of radio that I will always love that lives even here in this awful, crappy radio.
Now, you're not going to knock the whole thing back.
To radio.
You're just going to take a sip.
Why?
It's not a real smart thing to knock the whole thing back.
Why?
Ladies and gentlemen, that said, he will now drink the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Here we
all
go.
Right, Sláinte.
And I bet you
I'm not going to knock the whole thing back.
Get ready to blast off for Kicksville.
I bet you nothing. I mean,
well, no, nothing will happen.
Go ahead, Don.
It'll hit you like a ton of bricks.
You think it really will hit me now, Buzz?
Yes.
I don't think. I know.
You had it.
I've had it.
I've had lots of it.
I had it. But you weren't as bad as Buzz was.
Buzz was drinking it the whole show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So if I have one of these little mini, and this is like a typical, isn't this like a typical
it should be
office party glass?
That's right.
This thing that holds really about 3 ounces.
Plastic
maybe tops.
Cocktail glass.
All right, ready? Sláinte.
Let's drink.
One, two, three.
The radio. It's a little bitter, but that's the wormwood.
Buzz, hold on.
Mind-altering qualities.
Buzz.
Yes? You didn't drink it.
I didn't drink it.
You didn't drink it?
No. Look, no, Buzz drank all of this. This is just like before.
Well, mine was only
Buzz,
half full.
Buzz, is that the same stuff we had last time?
Mine was only half full to start. This is absinthe. This is the actual stuff. We've had absinthium before, and we've had absinthe before, which is the American version.
What's the stuff that had the square bottle?
That's the true absinthe. That's the one that had the sprig of wormwood in it that has the mind-altering qualities. This is absinthe, and absinthium. It's all three, actually.
He's
that's
a good
for salesman. Stuff.
It's a little bitter because I added the true absinthe to it this time.
Wait, you mixed it?
The absinthium tastes pretty good, and the
wait a minute, you
itself,
made a cocktail? You like made a cocktail
it's
of
an
it?
Absinthe blend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you
it's
did
fine.
That.
Like no, they're,
scotch.
They're all basically the same, except the absinthe has
the greatest,
a little bitter taste to it.
What you have there is...
Did you take a sip?
No.
Ma Elton.
Not yet.
You have Ma Elton's blended liqueur.
Not yet.
What are you doing?
I'm a coward.
I'm a big coward.
Just take a sip of it. Try it.
But here's the thing. It's like a potato chip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you know what?
No,
I'll
it's
one
not.
Sip, and I'm not diving back in for another one.
It's a little bitter.
This blend
you don't know me, Mike. All right, I'll take a sip. And,
right.
if I find it palatable, I'll just drink the rest of it.
Okay.
Okay. I swear to God on my kid's life.
You find it palatable.
A regular sip.
Now I get back.
Okay.
It's got a little bit of a bite to it, but you can taste the licorice.
Hey, now. I just drank it all. Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
There you go.
Who's the man now?
You are.
Who's the man now?
You're feeling
I want a
beer. 3 minutes.
There you go.
Merry Christmas!
There you go. Okay. Let's wait and see what happens with this magic elixir.
Yes.
I'm waiting. Come on. What am I going to do?
Well, of course, it would take 3 minutes.
But yeah. Do I see colors?
No.
Did you drink all of yours already?
I did, but I just had a half a glass to start. So we'll see. And I'm already feeling a little bit.
And Mike, now you've not had but a sip of yours.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, now come on.
I don't.
Come on. You at least got to go drink for drink with me, please.
No. No.
Oh, come on.
I don't like the idea of the blend. I did not slur. Don't look at me like
you
I
did.
Slurred. I did no. There's
you
absolutely
did.
No way that I would slur after two sips of this. It's all the same stuff.
How could you be slurring anyway after two sips? I just had a regular party sized glass. Drank the whole thing.
All right, a cocktail, ooh. One drink.
There you go.
It's breath freshening, isn't it?
Tough guy. Hey, tough guy.
That's the licorice.
Hey. Tough guy. This is Jack Cassidy. Where's my green liquor, Batman?
Tough guy.
Batman.
See, I'm fine. I'm the same.
I know you are.
Mm-hmm. I'm exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it does take a little bit of time. A
couple more minutes.
If you have something, yeah. You're going to start feeling a little warm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first sensation.
It's not happened yet. I'm still cold as ice, baby.
Buzz, you got a little buzz.
You feel it.
I feel the warmth and, yeah, just a little bit of a buzz.
Remember the girl whose hot dog turned into a... Cupid doll?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean
the spoke to
her. I'm screaming! I'm screaming! Look at my hot dog!
In one of our movie things, that one of Joe's movie segments. All right, well, listen, let's break for commercials. We'll come back. The commercials are... what, Joe?
Oh, so who do I get in touch with to get this ball rolling to New York?
Jag. That would be Haji.
I think
Haji and Rob. You're set, Joe. You're Joe. Have a good time tomorrow.
I will.
Get out of here. There you go, Mike. Have a sip. There you go. That's my guy. That's my... There you go, Tiger. That's it! That's it, Tiger!
There you go.
There you go.
You made a blend?
Yes. Blended for your perfection.
I tried to use very little absinthe because that's the bitter stuff, so I tried to keep that to a minimum.
I gotta tell
you... I've had the stuff out of the square bottle, and I love it.
It wasn't bad, yeah. I gotta tell you something, dude. I don't feel a freaking thing, man.
Swear to God.
I can tell by looking at you, you do.
You might have been.
No, trust me. I know this man. And I know one thing about this man.
What's that?
I just can tell.
You think so?
Yeah.
Based on that one drink? You're going to be out of my mind with one drink of the absinthe? Buzz, how many do you think it would take to get out of my mind now that I want to get out of my mind today?
If you've had one full glass already, if one more doesn't do it, it never will. Right, that would be my theory.
All right.
You want to pace yourself.
Yeah. 9 minutes and 40 seconds of commercials. We'll come back.
Don't go dying on us.
And I think you'll be able to judge pretty accurately how I'm doing. And
right.
There you go, Mike. Drink up. There you go. There you go. Look at that now. There's a guy that said he didn't want to drink all that, and look at that.
Who are you talking to?
I know. Come on.
I'm talking about Lay's potato
chips. I'm talking to Mickey Mantle right now.
and I mean
Mickey Mantle.
On every level, right? Every possible level.
Every possible level.
What time's the social start?
About
a half hour.
The goddamn ice cream social. Okay, we're doing the show. This is it. Nothing's happened yet. I mean, a lot has happened, but nothing's happened up here.
You don't feel warm?
Nothing's happened up here between the ears.
Not even warm.
You don't have the square bottle with you, do you?
No. I left that at home. That's the bitter one, actually.
No, you kept it because you wanted to give us the cheap stuff.
No, that's the nasty stuff. That's the stuff you have to pour through sugar and melt the sugar and make like a heroin addict.
I have that at my house. And we had it one weekend, and it was fun.
Man. We had it at Christmas, and everyone just made faces.
Do you know how you can tell something's wrong already? Look who's getting chatty, Buzz and me. And over here, there's silence. Because he's just giving Rob some look.
Yeah.
Well, because this music is funny. When you guys start talking seriously, it's drug time. It's drug time. It's absinthe time. It's illegal drink time. Buzz is on his second, and Mike is just joining me finishing the first.
Hi, Dame Trevally.
What?
What?
I didn't slur.
No, but we didn't understand what you meant.
I meant to say hot damn tamale.
I thought you said hi, Dave.
Hi, damn tamale.
Okay. Quick break.
I actually...
Right. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Here I am, walking proof. Buzz, if I'm as sober as I am now when we come back, if I'm as in control of my facilities as I appear to be.
Yes.
Yeah, come on. Facilities.
I know.
Facilities.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm really with you.
Control of my facilities.
That stuff we had the first time, I took a sip like I did now. Actually, I took a shot.
Hey, Buzz?
Of the stuff that tasted the very best, we drank all but just a little bit of it. So I combined. That's what I combined.
Okay. Can everyone agree on this mix? Even the boss.
What a great mix.
Anyway, we got a break. We do have a big show today, including the very first ever edition of a new game, My Mom's a Whore. We talked about this yesterday. We'll play it today.
Any hints on that game at all?
Just wait. Just wait. Let it unfold with the show, the tapestry that is the show.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay?
All right? Is it going to be all right?
I'm fine. Are you okay?
Is everything going to be all right?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine as wine, if you'll pardon the pun.
We will.
I'm fine.
I just wish the social would get started.
The ice cream social.
I think it already has.
Yeah.
And I think you're right.
Uh-huh. I don't feel nothing. Man.
Hold on. Here
I would. I swear to God, I'd tell you.
You have a high tolerance, I think.
Mm-mm.
No? Am I wrong?
Hello. I have the high tolerance.
Okay. All right.
He has a normal tolerance.
All right.
Well, I don't know.
You actually...
We're drinking Kool-Aid, then, because blah, 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 and la, 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 and I'm just as awfully straight as I was before we started the show, and don't take that in a sexual context.
Well, I did.
Okay. Anyway, we'll be back with my own horrible thoughts still going on in my mind, because nothing hallucinogenic has happened up there yet. Mike's finished his first glass. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This house is so gone crazy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it. I'm halfway home. The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it.
I was alone and I took a ride.
So last night we were watching American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, 10 minutes have passed. The commercial time has passed.
And nothing off one drink.
And listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as wonderful, as chirpy as ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem to have really affected you. We were discussing during the break that it doesn't have that much of an effect, which it doesn't. I'm almost ready to interview Jeremy Piven.
It seems to me that...
Do you feel like you might be affected? Oh, I do. I feel it already.
Rob
Poraway. I think we ought to...
Mike, I think it's affected you a little bit.
Probably more than you, and we were discussing that because you are more hydrated than I am. And that's...
And I drink a lot of caffeine once the show starts.
Right.
I drink water. I'm on my third can of Diet Vanilla Coke now. Since the show has started.
I got the code red going.
And I had all my water before the show today. Now, what are you shaking your head for?
When you grab that stuff and you take a knock, you knock it back before it has a chance to get over the ice.
Right.
It kind of hurts.
Anyway, American Idol.
Quick question. Can I ask Buzz something real quick?
Did you get one for him?
Yes, please. I did. Buzz, when you paid for this...
Oh, yeah, I've got it here, Mike. Don't worry. I've got it here.
Just checking.
When you got this stuff, did they gauge you on the price?
Actually, no. I got it for free. I didn't get that.
Nobody did, but
very clever boy.
I'll explain it now.
Okay.
This is how we know Mike's starting to get a little effed up.
Uh-huh.
We're talking during the commercials about something. About buying something, and Mike said something like, "That's how they gauge you."
What was I talking about?
And I said, I was talking about
broker tickets for baseball games.
Oh, right. Mike said,
tickets to the Red Sox Yankees have come down on the broker sites because they were asking such an exorbitant amount.
That's how they gauge you. And there was a 2-second pause, and I said, "Do you mean gouge?" And Mike said, "Oh, no, a gauge." And he went, "Oh." Yeah. Gouge.
I can see that.
Ouch.
Gouge.
So, American Idol.
Yes.
Let me tell you, JPL, the retarded boy, absolutely safe.
Yeah, but I wanted to say again, agreeing with Simon, that it's astonishing that he has achieved this level, because I think the guy has no appreciable talent whatsoever.
American Idol.
I don't know why he annoys me now, but now I've gone from I loved him like you did, and now he annoys me along with the redheaded boy.
Hmm.
They annoy me equally.
Now, well, they're both sick.
Because I'm ready for some talent, and at least we got that Fantasia rising to the top, because she is really, I think, the best they've ever had on American Idol.
The loser tonight will be Diana, the 16-year-old girl.
I completely agree with you on that. She sang the Titanic song.
Hold on. Here's a guy who says that I am drunk. Jack.
Yeah, Don, I've been listening to you all since a long time ago, and when you came out of break,
yeah,
I laughed because you were your words were just a little bit slower than normal.
Yours are fine.
You know, you were asking me before to catch up. Your microphone was off.
I know that. I coughed.
So oh. I did,
yeah, but you didn't turn
it
back on when you said that.
It is having a little effect on you, and I think it's great.
That was funny right there.
People are gauging us.
You just did a,
I did
a Larry
what?
Bud Melman.
I did not.
In your own way, you did a Larry Bud Melman.
I did not. I often.
You spoke into the microphone and said, right. And your microphone was turned off.
You bastard.
Some of those animals are now 10
what
years
is this?
Old.
You know. No, not me. Hey, cheers. Cilantro. How about a little sip?
Okay.
What's with the, that little echo on the phone?
It was the telephone. That's what it was.
What echo?
Here's to you. I'm fine. How many are you up to, Buzz?
I'm just barely starting number two, and I have to tell you, it's already socked me pretty well.
All right.
Cheers.
Well.
You don't even feel the warmth?
Listen to Buzz.
No. Okay.
I tell you.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'm dying to feel it.
I know. Well, keep drinking.
I'm dying to be Peter Pan. I mean, I don't want to get so drunk.
I understand.
That I can't go home tonight, and I want to watch.
Well, Rob's giving you a ride.
I want to watch American Idol.
Or your wife's giving you a ride. And none of us are driving.
You'll be fine. In fact, the last time I was really sloshed on the air, like, you know, now this is a pattern, I went home and watched an evening full of television and really enjoyed it. And I think you'll do the same. You won't pass out. You'll be fine. You'll enjoy your American Idol more than ever, I predict.
You know, but he's the great seller, isn't he?
No, but he's also, listen to how loose he is.
Lower inhibitions.
Yeah. Which I just, I love him drinking.
I do.
I've always said, I think maybe Buzz and I have imbibed socially on a couple of occasions. He's just great to do it with.
I like being in control.
I know you do.
I understand.
Especially
I know
here
that.
When you are
and
you're really responsible. Like you're driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
I've had half the glass here. I don't know if I'll finish this one. I might just, you know, let wear off by the end of the show. I'll be cool. You guys go ahead.
You're going to disappoint a lot of people. If
yeah.
You
well, like I care.
Okay.
Like I care.
I just was telling people.
These people are disappointed in me every day.
I was telling people it would be a fun show to listen to.
It will be a fun show to listen to.
Well, I know it'll be a fun show to listen to. I was just saying we were all going to be partners in crime, and it was going to be kind of fun.
Well,
and Lord knows we've certainly been under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Let me find out what's happening at the Ice Cream Social.
Yes. 10 minutes away from the Ice Cream Social. I plan to be up there every break.
Where is that happening?
I'm sure it's in the conference room.
Yeah, it's in the conference room on the second floor.
Number. Anybody got the number?
Yeah.
From the front desk? Okay. Rob, I'm not so drunk retarded that you have to, like, point to where the phone is and then point to zero. Okay?
Okay. Rob just said, okay.
Don't be an angry drunk.
It's not in my personality, Buzz.
I know.
And he's off the air carrier.
Hello?
He's off the air carrier.
Hi. Hi, conference room, please.
Okay, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Who was that?
I think that was the red-haired girl.
Or Meredith. I'm not sure.
Don't be an angry drunk.
I don't know any of their names.
Not in
I
my
know all of their names.
Buzz.
You are wasted.
He is.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this? This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Kari.
Who?
Kari.
Kari.
Mm-hmm.
Kari.
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 Kari. One of the sales guys.
Great Kari.
Guy.
What's that? Your last name? First name Hari?
No, first name Kari.
Hari. Kari. Kari.
Last name is.
What kind of name is
Don
that?
Don and Mike.
What kind of name is that?
It's. I'm from Trinidad. It's a Trinidadian name.
Are you the big guy?
I'm the big guy.
Yeah. Oh, Kari, you're a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
How long have you worked
Sorry,
here?
I didn't know your first name.
How long have you worked here?
I've worked here 8 months.
Kari, wow. Kari is great. Kari is one of my favorite people.
He is good.
Did I sound bad when I just said that?
No,
he
made me smile.
Great.
I don't know him.
What are you guys having up there? Are you having ice cream?
The ice cream has not started as of yet. You guys are about 10 minutes early.
Okay. But you're getting things ready for the ice cream social?
I'm finishing up a meeting right now, and the ice cream is probably going to be coming.
Oh, you mean you have a meeting in the conference room right now?
A potential client in here right now.
Oh, what bad timing that is.
Gotcha. Right up to four.
Gotcha.
Terrible.
Well, make sure you tell the potential client that the station's having a gigantic ice cream social today.
You should talk to the client.
Wink, wink.
The way Eddie Gallagher used to do on calls.
Hey, put the client on with us.
Hold on one second.
Who is the client, Kari?
I think it doesn't matter.
He's going to do it.
It doesn't matter. Watch this.
Here we go.
Power Radio, right here.
Hello.
Watch this. Watch me sell ice cubes to an Eskimo.
All right.
Okay. Hi, what's your name?
Terry McCarthy.
Terry, what business are you representing today?
I'm with Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Ah. Nice talking to you.
What a coincidence.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
What were the odds?
You know what?
What were the odds?
No, I think he was.
He was
dry. That was an Irish sense of humor, right?
He was
there.
Kidding. Call back.
That was funny.
Call back.
That is a smart man.
Yeah.
That man needs to be on this radio station.
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What were the odds?
No, I think...
Unless he really is.
That was an Irish sense of humor. Right?
All right, we'll find out.
They don't buy time. They don't have to.
Well, sure. With this company, they might have to.
They do. You're right.
We'll sell to anybody.
Come on, have
hello?
It.
Hello? Oh, conference room.
Hey.
What, Mike?
Remember when you were asking me before? Look where I am on that. Just a little sip.
I see that. Okay.
Just a little, a big sip. Big sip for you. Go ahead. One, two, three.
Come on.
Go for
just
it.
Just enough to get
low. Go, go, go. No. Come on. All the kids are doing it. You're afraid. You're afraid of it.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Is that a bad thing?
Just take a tiny sip. Don't drink too much of it.
Mike, what if it's a gateway? What if it's a gateway that leads me to my former past?
No, that's not going to happen.
I know, I'm kidding. But, and now look, now they hung up us.
But I mean,
hung up on
I
us
want
at
you
the
to
ice
be,
cream social.
I want us to be equal in this.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, hey. I foresee an awesome show today. Listen, I just think that, Don, you should drink at least 3 glasses just to see what it does. You got a ride home anyway. It doesn't matter.
He does. He has a ride home. He
you'd,
has.
You'd have time
a ride
for that
home.
To wear off, I think.
I don't have
right.
time. For, I really don't have a ride home today. I really don't. I mean, my wife's
Rob
working today.
I'm
well,
Rob,
then drink 2 glasses.
How's Rob going to give me a ride home, though? Like, how's his car going to get home then? Because in my idea,
he'll work that out tomorrow.
When I get a ride home,
oh yeah,
he would drive my car home, and then I guess you would have to walk home, Rob.
You get another sleepover.
Maybe by that time you'd be sober enough to drive me home or back to the station to get.
But then I'd miss American Idol.
True.
Can't happen. Well, your wife could give you a ride home.
She's at work.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, well, just drink 2 glasses then. That'll be fine.
Oh, what are we having this discussion for? Have a little fun, everybody.
I've had 1.5 glasses of the stuff. I'm not falling down yet.
No, but you also really haven't had 1.5 glasses. You've had 1.25.
Okay. You think you know me. You think you use this child psychology on me.
I don't. No.
Why?
You, you know what I think I know?
Oh, he just knocked it. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Here we go.
Baby.
Okay.
Good night, Irene.
I guarantee you, I'm in control. I'm in charge.
That's right. That's right.
All right, now catch up. Here you go. Come on. I just had my second.
Mike's finishing his off.
What are you making a face for?
It's a little bitter. Oh, it is a little bitter.
You can tell. You can tell. Buzz is already feeling it.
Yeah, you can.
Of course, you can.
I have the rubbery tongue.
Now let's call the conference room.
That was a funny line from that guy.
Yeah.
Unless he really does work for man. And then just ironic.
Just unbelievably ironic. Yeah. Still funny.
Yeah. And foolish of Kelly not to give us a heads up.
Kari.
What?
Kari.
Kari. Car with an E on it.
Kelly is a waitress. I think we have a winner.
Yes, she is.
Where is she a waitress, Mike?
Where
is she a waitress?
Hanks, Look Around Cafe.
Where is she a waitress?
I'm not going to say it.
O'Mara's in downtown Manassas. Hanks, Look Around Cafe.
Got my own little rule on that.
See, they are not answering the phone now in the conference room. They are deliberately embarrassing us in front of a reporter.
5 minutes before the ice cream social. Oh, dear.
That's it.
All right, I'm raising my hand. Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
It's just, it affects, what it does is it affects certain motor skills. It does before it affects the rest of you.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, and then how are you? I notice you're being conspicuously silent.
Mike, I think one of the things, I can tell you this now that you're a little hammered. One of the things I think that you don't.
Hello?
Who yelled? Who heard something?
No. Somebody on the phone, I think. Hello?
No,
I didn't hear a thing.
The telephones are not turned on.
Let's not pay attention when Buzz stops the show.
That's just me.
I didn't hear anything. And why are you putting that in?
Well, you said Mike was.
Oh, hammered.
Meanwhile, Rob's driving the car today.
So Bruce.
Right.
There's Carrie. Kari.
Kari.
Kelly.
What is Kari? C-A-R-Y? What?
K-H-A-R-I.
Oh, Kari.
Kari.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, I'm only being quiet because now's one of the times I want to spotlight on you, because right now you're the leader in this race. Before Spotlight was on Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I do love talking all the time on the show. I do love being the focal point. I do love discussing what we're going to discuss on the show, but I certainly don't mind taking a back seat to talent.
Mike's pouring another.
And I
figured, what the heck.
I try to do that.
I don't
that.
Particularly like the taste.
No, it's a little bitter.
When you do your crazy voices, your America's Top Mimic.
I don't particularly like the taste.
I love that. I love when Buzz does the news and comments.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Right.
Now, what are you going to do? Make me have another one?
I'm not making you do anything. And you know what? And I'm not doing that silly child psychology on you. No. But I know that we are similar in a few ways. You kind of like to leave the party a little earlier. But by and large, when we're doing this type of stuff, I think we're pretty much, we got the same kind of constitution.
This is something and, we talked about doing.
Buzz, I just don't think this is the same hooch that you had last time.
I'm telling you, I don't feel bombed.
That's amazing to me.
Swear to God, I don't.
I think you cut it.
Hello.
You know, that could be a weekend show on WJFK. Buzz Burbank, that's amazing.
That's amazing to me.
He stepped on it, Buzz.
So, basically, the doors... And Buzz would end every show by saying, and on Metro, the doors close automatically.
That's amazing.
Hello, Scott. Scott, yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Buzz, I'd like to ask you a question about AppSense.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, well, everybody's complaining that it's bitter. I thought that a lot of people, what they do is pour sugar into it or melt sugar into it.
Yeah, actually, that's what you're supposed to do. It's almost a heroin ritual where you melt the sugar or you at least dissolve sugar in it.
Well, it'd be great. You guys can all shoot up that.
You know, we don't plan to do that, but it's a little bitter because we didn't
add
the sugar.
Americans are addicted to sugar.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need the sugar.
All right, bye, dummy.
We don't need no stinky sugar.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you, sir.
And the way this stuff tastes is there's a lot of sugar in it. I called him dummy because Buzz already said all that before. Buzz already said all that stuff about adding sugar and having to heat it up like heroin.
I don't mind repeating.
No, you don't. No, you don't. How's Joan Emery doing, Buzz? Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Some of those animals.
Hello.
No, 10-year-old animals.
Who is this? Don and Mike. Sammy?
Hello.
Hey, Sammy. Sammy.
Don, baby.
How are you, Sammy?
Sammy.
What can we do for you?
Is the alcohol having the same effect on you as it did on Dr. Johnny Fever?
What happened with Dr. Johnny Fever, Drake?
Don't remember that one.
Remember that episode where him and the other jock did the drunk test?
Venus Flytrap?
Yeah, they did the drunk test on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I've done that before. I've worked at radio stations before.
No,
we're not doing this.
This is basically around the ice cream social.
Yeah. We're not doing this as a public service. We're doing this because the station's having an ice cream social,
and people like
a station function that we were not invited to today.
Well, we were invited to it. Technically, yeah. if we just didn't approve of it.
We can't go because we're working.
You know what it is? We weren't consulted on it.
You. We have a clear leader. Leader. Well, Rick. Hi, Rick.
How you doing, drinking buddies?
Hi, we're doing great.
How's it going?
Hey,
I'm totally in control.
Excellent.
You want to have a contest? I bet I'd still win, though.
You would.
Now,
the in control contest?
This is not any fun if you do that.
I'm trying to be all things to all people.
I know you are, and you're doing a fine
good job.
Hello?
Very responsible.
Don.
What?
Dude, you got a pound three. It's Thirsty Thursday, buddy.
All right. Do you hear what your public wants?
Dude.
Do you
pound three.
Wants?
This would be the third, okay?
The full third.
That's amazing that it hasn't affected you.
Don has just finished his third.
Ooh, okay.
If that doesn't do it, nothing will.
There you go.
All right.
What can I say? Strong as bull.
It's not like you didn't try.
Strong as bull, three regular party-sized glasses of absinthe.
What you have for lunch, dude?
Chicken.
Okay. See, I have liquid protein.
Funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am an eyewitness. I am a visionary. And I will tell you, I know this is going to be very amusing.
I am a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
See, I ain't that drunk.
Oh, come on now.
I ain't that drunk. I couldn't go back and get that visionary tape.
You found the button.
Let's see. Hold on, Mike, on our Newsmaker hotline. From Texas, here's Tony. Tony, Texas.
Hey, Don, Mike, how are you guys?
Hi, my friend.
Just to let you know, you have an affiliate before Dallas. We carry you live every day, Monday through Friday, your regular hours.
Before Dallas? What does that mean?
I guess this means...
Before you got on the air in Dallas, you were on the air in McAllen, Brownsville, Texas.
Who the hell
we're on
that?
We're in Brownsville?
Yeah.
What is your station there?
KVJY AM 840.
Where exactly is Brownsville located?
5 minutes north of Mexico.
Okay, so right down near the border.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't like that.
See, you know what this is?
I don't like being so close to Mexico.
What? This is our Brownsville station.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Right.
Anyway.
Was Brownsville station really from Brownsville?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Ah.
On Big Tree Records. And I hope the signal only goes north. That it only goes to America.
We do cover into Mexico. Just a heads up on that.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
See.
Brent, Don and Mike show. Brent.
Howdy do.
Hey.
That third glass that you just drank?
Yes.
I don't think you did it. You know, theater of the mind.
He did.
No, we saw him. I tell you, here I am, and Don does this a lot. I will do this. On my kids' lives, I was sitting there watching him knock it back.
On your kids' lives?
On my cat's lives.
Okay, that's it. I know.
No, there was, I mean, you know what? We don't play like that.
No. I wouldn't lie about it.
It offends me because I've been sitting here for like a half an hour twisting his arm, trying to dislocate his shoulder to get him to do it.
I've had three of them, and maybe I'm a little looser, but I don't feel...
You're amazing.
Like Jeremy Piven.
He's not amazing. It's you cut it. Yeah. Is what you did. You cut it.
No,
you wrecked it.
He didn't cut it enough that it's not working on you.
If anything, well, no, I beefed it up. But you know what? I'm not. I'm really. I don't. Do you really think that that I'm loopy?
A little bit.
A little buzz.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, good night, Tom.
Yeah, I know now because of the way you're looking at me, I know that you are.
I know you. Well, Don would know me because of basically. Probably, how many could we count? How many cross-country flights have we taken?
Too many.
To each other?
Too many, Mike. Here's another fact that they should think about today at the ice cream social.
All right.
You're going to think this.
On my watch,
it's happening.
4 minutes into it.
To boost morale.
You should know this as well, that effective December of this coming year, Mike and I will begin our 20th year together.
And then it's the following year, right, on that date. You and I don't have anything to do with it, but God damn it, somebody's going to do something for us.
No, they're not.
I'm saying it right now. I'm putting everybody on notice.
They should.
Over a year in advance, I want something done. You know, I don't want us to have anything to do with it.
This is the notice. That's pretty significant. 20 years together in the broadcast.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone, but you're close behind. Because
that's not true.
I know that's a hot button with you. I know it's a hot button. Oh, now
that's
you.
That's not true.
At least admit you're bombed.
I do. I admit it.
Mike's doing stuff now where I know he's bombed, and he doesn't want me to say it on the air.
Right.
And here's how I know you're bombed, because I threw out that thing, we've been working together 20 years, and you came right up strong with the, and we want something, and we don't want to do it ourselves.
I want something for the 20th year anniversary.
You deserve it.
You know, with all the crap, why not?
It's true.
Absolutely.
Hello, Daryl. Don and Mike.
Well,
Bobby.
Hey, hi, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey,
how are you, Daryl?
You're cracking me up. You sound like you got your own self-imposed delay going on. Everything's like about 1 second behind.
You think we're working a little slower than we normally do?
Just a tad.
I think that's one thing I have noticed actually listening to this is that there's a little beat. Like we process.
I disagree. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, good. Heavens, no. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Good heavens, no.
Howdy.
Well, how are you? How's everybody doing?
We're back. Hold on. Before we get to our guest, Rob, tell our guest we will be with him momentarily. A couple of your telephone calls. Here is Kevin in Seattle. Now, the question is, how are you listening since we got canceled in Seattle?
Yeah.
Well, see, I haven't been listening to you guys in a long time, see? I just want to call up and say hi, see? I hear that you're getting drunk today, see?
That's the same guy that called last week.
All right, honey.
That's right. I called last week. See?
Hang out. See?
Yes, sir. I have a little absent. See?
See?
So what are you guys drinking today? See?
That's the great liquor. The buzz messed up when he cut it, you see?
Here is Dave in Salt Lake. Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Dave.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Hey, now that the playing field is level, I think you guys ought to play Make Us Laugh.
Are you saying we make you laugh? Is that what it is?
Interesting.
I think what he's saying is that he would get a more honest laugh from us now.
Exactly.
I'm going to need a few more drinks, though.
Do you want to? I have a question for you. Do you want to have one more of these green things, which really don't seem to be working, or do you want another?
Move on to something else.
No, I'd stick with the green thing.
Rob, like, pour away.
On a regular night, if I was going out with my lady. Yeah.
Oh, it's almost gone.
We're going out. Buzz, before we get to our guest who's on the telephone, I must tell you that Mike is saying that you stepped on this, that you cut this. That this
Buzz,
is
I
not...
think you, I remember the last time, and I think if you gave us the stuff that you remember in the square bottle, That's the real deal.
If anything, I beefed it up. I didn't give you anything out of the square bottle
last
time.
But I will say, and I say this,
bitter.
I don't know whether he's drinking more than we are, but he is the most affected of all of us, and I believe he's drinking.
No question.
All right, Buzz, I will tell you exactly what Mike said.
Go ahead.
Mike, that you bogarted the good stuff.
No.
That's what I think.
And that you're giving us...
You don't know. It's not like you're ratting me out. I believe that.
Secondhand.
I think you gave us the garbage.
The best stuff was the absinthium, and there was very little of that left after the last time we drank some of this on the air.
But as much as I'm not, listen to him talk. How can you be mad at a man that talks like that?
Hello, Mark. Don and Mike Show.
Square
hey, what's
bottle
up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Stuff is nasty.
Hey, Don. How you feeling?
Not drunk.
I don't get that.
I mean, a little buzzed, but not drunk.
Don't you had be solid hurling, food. Man.
You
don't
had solid
be hurling.
Food.
Pardon me?
Don't be hurling,
no, there's
brother.
No chance.
Not a problem, dude.
Oh,
hey,
boy. You know, Buzz, can you get down to the bottom of that bottle?
Any
hey,
chance
did you
of calling
taste
up
that?
Leah's baby?
Call Leah's baby?
They want yeah, well, baby Leah.
Come on, it'd be
see, everybody
riot.
Wants you. Yeah, these are the evil people calling
yeah.
out.
No, what you want is the bit where I'm the voice of the baby, right?
Yeah, baby
right.
Leah.
Greatest.
Right,
baby Lita. Baby Leah.
Leah.
Leah. Baby Lita.
That's right.
It would be Lita Ford, not Leah Remini.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You got
see ya.
Rock.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. You're going to knock the whole thing?
You're going to try to catch up. Better. I'm going to try to slow
well, that's it. I believe Don is now taking the lead.
Well, we'll see. It hasn't affected him so
I've
far.
I've had four glasses.
He had solid food for lunch.
Of Buzz's absinthe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Buzz, I had 8 ounces of chicken.
I know.
That's all I had today.
I had liquid protein.
And I had tuna when I woke up this morning.
Tuna fish.
I saw some salespeople walking down the hallway. Tim McWilliams looks to be leading the charge of the ice cream social.
Sure.
Social.
F them. Joining us now, Mike, is a guy who speaks our language.
Okay.
Hey, Vic, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Hey, everybody.
Oh, man, are these people I want to talk to? I know we got an interview to do about this scotch, but I will tell
you.
I want to make some inroads.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He works at the Borgata.
The Borgata with the fine new casino in Atlantic
City. In Atlantic City. His name is Vic Tiffany.
That's me.
Hey, Vic.
Vic is the vice president of food and beverages at the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in fabulous Atlantic City.
Are you a tough guy, Vic?
No, I don't know why we have that reputation in Atlantic City that we're tough up here. Now, with a name like Vic, you'd think I'd come by with, like, chest hair and, like, gold rings and stuff.
Right. What a great name, but, I mean, what a great, like, good fella name you have, Victor Tiffany.
Here's why we wanted Vic on the show.
Yeah.
First, we love Atlantic City.
Right. Thank you.
And also, this place, the Borgata, they're not paying us. It's the best place in Atlantic City.
I go down to Atlantic City on a regular basis, and I stay, I've stayed for years at the place next door to you guys over at Harrah's, and I now go to the Borgata, and I haven't stayed at the Borgata yet, but I plan to do it next time. Vic, if you could help me on that, would be really appreciated.
You got my phone right now, and then just call.
I'll tell you why. The reason is...
And they can put it... Check out the system there, Victor. I'm a valued customer.
It is. You're ranked with us. I'm pulling you up right now. Hold it.
It is
a car for you right now.
It is a Vegas-style casino resort, meaning...
Yeah. It's a huge trade-up for
the market. Nice. It's a nice
really
place.
Wow. I mean,
now, if they had places like the Borgata all throughout Atlantic City, it would be a lot more fun. I hope that this... trend that
now,
has been started with the Borgata.
Well, let me just say that something that happens with a place like the Borgata, for instance, my brother's getting married Saturday in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's staying at Excalibur. I'm staying at Four Seasons.
My sympathies.
At Montego Bay.
Right.
Because if I'm going to go out...
Mandalay Bay.
It's a beautiful hotel, by the way.
Yeah,
I've had a drink. I want the nicest stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if I go to the Borgata, here's where I'm going to with this whole thing. The reason we have Vic Tiffany on the phone is they're selling Scotch whiskey. It starts today. Now, dig this. You can get a glass of booze that costs $3,500.
That's a lot.
Macallan Scotch.
I just want to let you know, Don and Mike, we dropped the price today to
$3,300.
Oh, much more reasonable.
That is so kind of you, Victor.
That was a typo there.
Now, Vic, seriously, if someone's going to come in and spend $3,500 for a glass of scotch, what do they get? For $3,500.
A happy ending, but a different style.
Uh-huh.
It's a wonderful, wonderful product. It is. It's just, if you like scotch, you like single malt scotch, we're the only place in America and the world right now offering these bottles, and it's the 1926 is the one that you're talking about. It cost us, the bottle itself cost $33,000, but the other ranges go all the way up to 1973, and those are about $800 a bottle.
Now, these are the kind of bottles of scotch where you would see them normally at an auction house, where they'd be,
they were
just like fine wines and art and all that stuff, right?
Yes, if they were even available at that point. And that's the one thing, is it's just released in the world, so we got it. $170,000 to buy the lot at Borgata.
So somebody comes down and, say they're a high roller, or they're somebody that has an incredible run, and they say, hey, I want to blow it. I'm going to go in, and they can get a taste of this stuff. And have you had the pleasure? Have you had the pleasure of having
it? I haven't had the 1926, but we did try some of the scotch this morning when it came in, and I'm doing very well right now, by the way.
Oh, so are we.
We're all right. Big two questions. First, if I was to come up there and I'm going to order...
Rob had a great question.
What?
Victor, do hands shake when the bottle is poured?
Remember that old advertisement? Have you ever seen a grown man cry? We pick it up with forceps when we pull it out of the box. We're a little bit worried there.
I go to the Borgata. I say, give me the $3,500 a glass of scotch. Do I get to keep the glass?
You do actually get to keep the glass. It's a Spiegelau glass, which is hand-blown glass. So we throw the glass in for free, guys.
And you know what? That's the whole casino mentality, right? I mean, really, they know how to take care of their customers.
It's kind of like the Happy Meal cups when you get it to McDonald's, but just a little bit different than that.
Yeah, really. Victor Tiffany, really.
I love that name,
Victor Tiffany. Between the $3,500 scotch, and you got a nice ad for that on our show today with the Borgata in Atlantic City.
And I hope he does bring my name up, because I want to stay there next
really
time.
Really, though,
I have your room right now. You guys have just got upgraded to a suite. I just want to let you know.
You go into the bar, you order the pedestrian, I'm guessing, $7, $8 scotch.
Right.
Yep.
You're going to get primarily the same results, are you not?
Well, it depends on what your end result is. I mean,
just want to get drunk, Vic?
Well, you may want to even skip the scotch then. I don't know. We have scotch that starts at $9 for single malt scotch. For the 12-year Macallan, it goes all the way up to $3,300.
See, Vic, you got to sell me on this. I'll tell you why. I love cigars, and I really...
You've never got into the fine, like, scotches and stuff like that, right?
No, and ports and stuff like that.
But you know what? Really, there is a difference.
But with cigars, if some guy says to me, this cigar costs $40, I will say to him, go to hell. He'll say, try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes a difference, right?
Does it make a difference?
It's hit me.
See, we're having a little absinthe experiment on the show today.
But here's the thing. It's worth it.
Did it just hit you down?
Yeah. It's worth it, and I'll pay $40 for one cigar.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But for $3,500, and I want to say this as a man who's been married for 23 years, to the love of my life, there better be a hooker involved for $3,500 for a glass of booze.
Have you witnessed anybody, Victor, have you witnessed anybody that's, put down the money for this and taken a sip of it and been satisfied?
It's interesting you said, and you're the first ones to be speaking about it on the air. We're going to start pouring at 5 o'clock tonight. About 35 minutes, we're going to open up the doors.
Ooh. Get me the jet.
Old Homestead. And as you know, it's we have Old Homestead. We've got a $41 hamburger, but we also have a $7 hamburger. And it's like we said, we're upscale. We're not uptight here. I don't want everyone to think that, it's all about $3,300 scotch.
No, I watched
we have a good range here. We have a great range.
I watched the Carolina Philly game at your casino hotel, the football game in the playoffs.
Right.
What's the name of that other bar you have in there?
The Gypsy Bar or
Gypsy
B-bar?
Bar? Yeah, Gypsy B-bar Bar.
Is the casino bar.
The Gypsy Bar is a great place. Great place to hang out.
Vic. Now listen, I'll be honest. Don Geronimo.
Right.
A made up name.
Michael Sars.
Real name. That's his real name.
That's
just
my
played
real
on
name.
The jingle.
Right. Now Victor Tiffany. Please, what is your real name, Vic?
I swear to God, it is. Tiffany. When you think like I'm some guy from royalty that's pouring, the single malt scotch for $3,300, I should have been, Joey Bag of Donuts or something like that.
What an incredible DJ name that would be, though. Victor Tiffany.
Vic Tiff.
Vic Tiff. Yeah, I didn't
know. Now, do you go by Vic, Victor, or what do people, or Mr. Tiffany?
No, Victor. I go by Victor, but Vic sounds very kind of old school AC. I kind of like it now.
All right, now, Vic, what would you say to someone thinking about a nice weekend here, going to go to AC this weekend? Why should they go to your place as opposed to Trump's place?
Well, Mr. Trump, I don't know what he's going to do after the show tonight, and he's got a beautiful property that... but we won't go there. I'll just leave it at that.
I'll be honest.
I think he's found his niche right now. Vic might be modest,
but you know me, Don. I'm a veteran of Atlantic City. I go up there an awful lot, and the Borgata sits right next to the Trump property, the Trump Marina property. And, man, you know, really, you know the way that place looks next to yours, Victor. Don't lie.
Hey, Vic.
Okay, it looks like a hospital. You're right.
It looks like a hospital. Vic,
I didn't come up with that one. He did.
But you spun me on that. You started that, though.
Here's what I have to know. Do you have nickel slots?
That's a good question.
We do.
All right.
And we have a $5 blackjack game every night, too.
Oh. Now, how many $5 blackjack tables do you have?
Depends on the night. Obviously, on Saturday night, they go down in volume, but... We're, like I said, a combination of, it's a very aspirational product. It's a nice upscale product, but it's also a very accessible product. Everybody can come in here. You can come in here and feel comfortable.
Good. Vic, here's what I want. I want to come up there for the weekend, not this weekend, but some weekend. I want to come up there with my wife, and I want to just be able to do what I do in Las Vegas with her, which is just send her somewhere, let her get a spa or whatever.
Oh, we have a beautiful spa.
Whatever she wants. And then I do what I want.
Yeah.
We have a spa suite for you, actually, here. Vic, it's a room with your own private jacuzzi, his and her massage tables, and your own VCR. So
you know what?
Whatever you want.
Vic, you know, he really does have it. When you're talking about Atlantic City, and I'm not schmoozing here. I'm just telling you, he's part of the best place in Atlantic City to go right now.
Victor, give me a price on this. I'm going to Atlantic City.
Okay.
Your room comes.
I want my wife. I want to go with my wife. I want to come home alone.
Do you understand?
Do you want the price for that?
You start with that $7 scotch. That's what
you start with. All right. Listen, Vic Tiffany, who works for... hold on.
The Borgata.
Borgata. Atlantic City.
Cool.
And incidentally, you can buy this stuff. It's $50 or $3,500 a glass.
Depending on the year, right?
Depending on the season, right?
And they start tonight. And listen, you bastard, don't forget you were on our show.
And you guys, like I said, you have a suite. We're building a wing for you right now.
I think you should appreciate that. Normally people are not handled this sweetly on the Don and Mike show.
I can hear it already.
And, Victor, if you put my name into the system, I think you will know.
Mike's a big loser.
I am a big loser.
You'll love it.
I have lost a lot of money at Harrah's, at the Venetian, out in Vegas, and... just have one of your folks call me there.
It is. We're a joint venture between Boyd Gaming and MGM Mirage, and it's a very successful property. We're already speaking about expanding within the next 2 years, which is a wonderful thing after being open 9 months. Borgata's a big hit. It's a big trade-up for the marketplace, and I have your room, guys. Please let me know when you're coming up.
All right, Victor. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Victor.
Take care.
There you go. And it hit you, didn't it? There you go. Hey, you know, I am so glad you were drinking. That's gonna make my
blah 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 blah.
Welcome.
Oh, hi. I'm a big loser in a lot of the clubs up there. The Venetian. The name is Mike O'Mara. Blah 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 blah.
Did it hit you?
Oh yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
We're out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's okay with me.
Soft around the edge. Not okay with me.
We got 2.5 hours till the show is over.
Well, I'm going up to the ice cream social.
I'm going to power up with lots of caffeine. I'll be cool.
You want me to bring you anything back from the ice cream social?
How about Alan's genitals?
Alan's platter.
This is Victor.
Vic Tiffany.
Is that the greatest casino name?
My name is Vic Tiffany.
Funny.
Welcome to Atlantic City.
How are you? Do you know by any chance Jacqueline Vargas?
When I was booking the interview and I'm talking to like his underling, he said, "You're going to want to speak to Vic Tiffany." I said, "Right."
Oh, I know.
And listen,
I need a follow-up to that guy.
A drink or not? Who's dumb enough? Even me, if I'm so drunk and I just won money,
right,
to spend $3,500 on a drink,
that's crazy. Do you think really? And I've watched the Travel Channel and A&E.
Get to know Charlie
when they do all that stuff.
There's someone.
Do you ever hear those people?
Get to know Charlie.
They play $100,000 hands of blackjack.
Get to know Charlie.
They'll go in there and have that as their regular
drink. Get to know Charlie.
I'm putting it down.
They're crazy, man.
Get to know Charlie.
I got serious. You know, you were in my wheelhouse there. You know that.
I know. I know.
Yeah. I got a little
excited. That's why
I was really, I was seriously interested in kissing that man's ass.
Yeah. You will notice that at one point I just sat down.
You did because I was so, but you know what? Because I was schmoozing.
Yeah.
Because really, I rarely schmooze. But this is when I wanted to schmooze. You got it. Why do you keep hitting that when you talk to me?
It used to be something else.
I didn't mean
to. Persecuting me?
No. See, button number two is right by button number three.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Oh. Look around, Cafe.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Sexy Anne Marie's on the phone.
Sexy Anne Marie.
I remember her.
You know Sexy Anne
Isn't
Marie?
Sexy Anne Marie the dancer?
Yes, for the World Wide Web.
The website.
Sexy Anne Marie.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Sexy Anne Marie.
Hey, Anne Marie.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Sam, what's happening?
Well, I need some advice.
Sexy Anne Marie, right. Sam.
Yes, Sam, what's going on?
Well, I live out in Virginia, as you guys know.
We know where. Yes, we've all been to your house many times.
Many times.
anyway, I have, you guys are bad.
Yeah.
I have a high school student that wants me to go to prom with him. Because of what I do, a lot of the kids in the area found out about it.
Right, oh, right.
Yeah, do it, baby.
Go.
Do it.
What about the, I just worry, he's like, my parents say it's okay.
Your parents, listen, you're Sexy Anne Marie.
That's right.
From the internet.
I mean, you're not going to be taking your clothes off at the prom.
Screw your parents. I know.
Yeah.
Screw your parents.
If a kid wants to show up with you, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I bet he's most likely to succeed if you get my drink.
Why do I think of the movie Risky Business?
Yeah.
And that movie was... That's what came to my mind, I know.
Blah, blah.
Bart and Marie.
She's gone.
He's gone.
You got a quicker trigger figure with your little buzz.
The Alicia... No, I don't.
No.
The Alicia Cuthbert movie is just like Risky Business.
Is that what it's like?
Right. Yeah.
There is no better movie. I watched Risky Business the other day. That is a tour de force.
Hello.
And you know what? Tom Cruise, in my opinion, has made no further progress.
Josh!
Radio Supernatural Beans, how are you doing?
Josh in Green Bay. Hi, Josh.
Hey, have you guys tried the absinthe in the ice cream yet?
Buzz?
No.
Have we?
Not in the ice cream.
And that's
cream
all
yet.
You have, right, Buzz?
That's right. That's all we have today.
So we're out?
Well, I'm going to the ice cream social then.
We finished the bottle already?
I heard it's good with Rocky Road.
Are we done?
No.
Ah.
No, we are not.
With the bottle?
With the bottle, yeah.
It was quite a lot.
So we're done.
Yeah, but I'm checking the ice cream. Can we call up to the ice cream social and find out what's going on up there?
They have Irish whiskey and Grey Goose.
What is it, 880?
809.
Buzz is still eating his hard-boiled egg.
No, not yet. I'm saving it for the break. 809.
But he already put pepper on it.
Yeah, it's ready.
Yeah, boy, he's ready. He's not thinking about the show. He's thinking about eating that egg.
Protein.
I think I need something on my stomach.
Ice cream social.
Yes, hi. Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Julie.
Julie, hi.
Julie.
Hi, guys.
Julie, what are you doing up there?
I'm eating mint chocolate chip ice cream, and it's delicious.
No, that sucks. Julie, do you have booze?
We have Bud Light, and we have Jack Daniels.
That's all you have?
And we have...
What about vodkas? What about
you
rums?
You have Grey Goose and Irish whiskey.
We have Bud Light and we have Jack Daniel's.
Any visitors from out of town, like an imported spirit?
We have Bud Light and we have
Bud
Jack
Light
Daniel's.
Is great.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's going to boost morale.
Now, who's up there? Who's up there right now?
Okay. I bet the salesperson, is everybody
Timmy?
Up there? Is everybody up there partying?
Yes, there's a lot of people up here.
Wow.
They're getting crazy on this ice cream.
Right. Delicious traded out beverages.
No, we didn't trade it. We bought it.
You bought the ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
So what about the booze?
Bought it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Julie?
Yes?
Why would you have a party and not invite us?
You guys are invited as much as everybody else.
We're working, honey. We're working.
So we'll be happy to bring some ice cream down for you.
No, I'm coming up. We're coming up.
Coming up?
All right, Mike's going up.
I'm coming up and I'm bringing down stuff for my friends.
Bring it up, baby doll.
Bye, Julie.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I don't really like you. Bye. Okay, you win. You win the Honesty Award.
Yeah.
Well, you see.
I just think that's the way that sounded.
That woman doesn't like us. She never has. She never will. I pray she's replaced by Jeff Shrinsky. But Jeff Shrinsky is working at a Spanish station in Miami. Oh. There's not a chance he's coming back.
I know.
I just talked to him on Monday night.
Got a nice house.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You fine?
He said, hey, Jeff, what's happening? He said, I am working for a Spanish station in Miami.
He's in Miami, and that's really, he's got to speak Spanish. Or so.
Shrinsky. You remember Shrinsky from our show?
I think so.
Right. There's the great general sales manager.
Amen.
Wow.
You remember Shrinsky on American Idol last night? Because if you saw Quentin Tarantino,
if anyone wants to know the man we're talking about Jeff Shrinsky, a sales guy used to work here. He looks exactly, I mean exactly amazingly, like Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
And him last night.
Jeremy Piven.
We got a break.
Half of Buzz's egg is gone.
Well, now it's going to be a little uncomfortable when I go up there, but I'm going to find out if... Buzz, will you come with me?
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Come with me?
No.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dogs. Dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice. I'll squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. F*** you. This motherfucker. You believe this? 2 days and nights. Me. Me, you motherfucker. My mother. But you help me. Motherfucker, you, huh? Oh, God. Give me the name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Charlie M.
Charlie M? Ah. You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of Charlie M? You dumb motherfucker! You motherfucker! You! Frankie! Do him a favor!
The Don and Mike Show!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
We're right.
They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Come tickle the toes of Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
Buzz.
Yes?
Would it be safe to say that you and I just came from the worst party in the world?
Oh, it's sad, really.
It is.
People sitting around the table.
Something's very wrong.
Eating ice cream.
We're
not terribly happy.
God,
when I seized up at me, and the answer was plain to see, 'cause I saw the light in your eyes, in your eyes. So I love you best.
Run.
Is there nothing that I say in jest? You've switched to beer.
Well, that's all we have.
So what's happening on the third floor?
I'm going to let Buzz, because really, I think I'm going to overreact. I really do. I think I'm really, really going to overreact. And it's, you know, I really went up there thinking maybe they'd festive the whole thing up.
Yeah. No. Now they're having the ice.
Now what? You know what it is? There was a full 12 pack of Bud Light sitting there.
A couple people.
A full bottle unopened of Jack Daniels.
Right.
So obviously, hey, we have Jack Daniels. And everybody afraid to drink a beer.
Was I right about that? A couple of people have bravely popped a beer, but mostly it's people quietly sitting around the table eating ice cream.
Boost morale. People are downstairs. People are outside downstairs.
Yes.
Everybody is like paired off. There is, and everybody, I'd like to say everybody, eating ice cream.
I would describe the party as somber.
It was ridiculous.
This is the WJFK ice cream social.
Morale booster.
Sucked.
Social.
Mm-hmm. And of course, our fearless leader is not anywhere to be found.
Hell,
I noticed.
Well, now, right. There's two things implied with an ice cream social. You said there's ice cream.
Yes.
Are people being social?
People were in a circle around the conference table, but with the chairs pressed back against the wall.
Business hours.
And you have one little group here, one little group there, and then it was like, hey, I walked in, Buzz walked in, and it was very, very sad.
Yeah, a ringleader of any sort?
And I really, it took my entire, like, festive
frame of mind and put it away. I feel unbelievably depressed.
So the radio station is having a giant ice cream social.
Jack humored you by buying a 12-pack and a bottle of Jack that nobody's going to touch. And it sucks. So look, there you go. That's what it is.
There's the guy who should be at the heart of the party.
No, really, that's it. And it's just...
I'm not talking enough. I am not talking enough because what Buzz gave me a couple of hours ago...
Yes.
Has had finally hit me.
Would you like... I think you ought to interview some of the people that work here. I want to get to the bottom of this. There is a morale crisis at this radio station.
Okay.
I would say so.
From what we've seen. It sucks.
What is it, Robbie?
809.
809. Bud Light and Jack Daniels.
The Jack is open.
I don't care if you stepped on that.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good ass.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Conference room of the Ice Cream Social.
Who's this, please?
Jeff Hedges.
It is.
Hey, General, it's Don. How are you?
I am very well. I'm sitting here looking at a bottle of Jack Daniels and a bottle of
Coke. Hey, General, why don't you come down here to the studio and talk some sense with us? You know I speak your language.
Yes, you do. All three of them.
Come down here.
What happens bad to me if I do that?
Nothing. That party sucks,
you
right?
Friend. Jeff, now you will admit, now you are a man who is not unaccustomed to a high-level social life.
So you're telling me it's time to move uptown and come downstairs?
I'm just saying that Jeff, party, that needs to turn into a party, and right now, that looks like seriously, I have been
the wakes that are
more energetic.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The station wants to have a morale party today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an ice cream social. We've told them to serve beer. Meanwhile,
they buy a 12-pack and a bottle of Jack just to humor us, and it's, Jeff, you know that party needs some help. Am I right or am I wrong?
God, I die for a cigar.
Alan just walked in to provide that help. I'm headed downstairs. You want to talk to him?
I am going to my car to get a cigar. I don't care about the rules about smoking in the studio.
Go ahead. Would you like to speak to Alan?
Yeah, Alan. Yeah, put Alan.
He just arrived.
Put him on.
You can get a cigar out of my humidor.
All right. Ooh.
Put him on.
Good. I'd like one, too.
Put the ass on the phone.
You guys are always welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Put the eunuch on the phone.
Jeff, please advise Alan, because through all this, I do have a strong self-preservation instinct. Please inform Alan that Don has been drinking.
Oh, no. Like you haven't?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike,
hold a second.
Watch this.
Thank you, Jeff. So am I.
You are two afternoon personalities here on the telephone.
Watch me pull this off.
All right.
He will not think I've had a drink.
And okay. B, they want you to know that they're very lively and very happy. And now, here's Alan Limelight.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
You having fun?
No.
No, the party needs something, Alan, and you know what? There's only one man that can make that happen.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's you. Alan Limelight, have you ever had the pleasure of coming across the great Alan Goodman?
I'm not following.
Did you ever meet Alan Goodman?
Did you ever meet Alan Goodman?
The great Alan Goodman. P.T. Barnum, as we used to call him.
Mm-hmm. Alan Goodman.
Here is the deal, Al. You have a party for the people who work here.
I have been...
You get them plenty lubed up.
I have been to Irish wakes that were bad ones, that were more festive than that.
You mean you were up here?
I came up there, Alan. It's horrible.
I've been to Methodist.
You know, people are hanging from the ceiling now.
Oh, stop it. Don't lie. You're making me mad.
Impossible.
Come on.
You're making me mad. Alan, you need to wave the magic wand.
Come on. I'm on the phone.
You have to wave.
Yeah.
You have to wave the magic line wand.
Hey, Alan.
Yes.
What's the next hour of the day?
Oh, no. You know, you can tell he's sung twice now in the same break.
Don't sing now.
Please don't sing to
Don't
Alan.
Sing?
No.
Not to Alan.
Alan, who is the most junior employee up there?
Junior. Let's see.
Yes. Hey, Don, Jeff is at the window.
Look at those cigars.
Alan, you need to send somebody out there. You know, ask Timmy to send somebody out there.
Yeah, where is Timmy?
Timmy will know how to get the party going.
Hi, that's fair.
And let's make it a real party, Alan, all right?
Are you coming up?
I'll come up. If you turn that into a decent party,
Al?
I will come up there.
All right, let me go talk to the party committee.
Thank you.
Alan?
Jeff has just brought us fine cigars. Nice.
It don't come easy.
Don is
Don
has been drinking, Alan.
You don't tell me that.
We want a party today.
You know it don't tell me that.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah. Got to play the blues if you want to sing the blues. And you know it don't tell me that.
Well, now you're terrific. Now you made me feel.
He just
confident.
Drove every listener away.
No, we're there.
Right, like
drove.
You haven't, jerk face. Goodbye, dumb ass.
He doesn't mean
worst that. Manager in the history of radio.
Oh, I think he hung up on
dumb
it.
Ass.
He's gone.
Wouldn't know good radio if it came up and bit you in your giant pockmark ass.
God,
who's bad radio?
Tell you what bad radio is.
Yes. Try the Bill O'Reilly show.
Now, Rob, do you think he's not gonna follow up on those instructions to get this party livened up? Who can we get that's more reliable to get the party going?
You're looking at him, Mike. If I had told her that I loved her, I would have stayed till who knows when.
See, it's just a delayed reaction with the absinthe with you.
Yeah. Just 2 hours, yeah.
And now
I want to be your friend.
Look at me.
Because a friend would never doubt you or forever put you out tight. Mike, I wonder what you doing tonight.
I'm going to O'Mara's restaurant.
Oh, yes, I wonder.
Hey, look around, Cafe.
Doing tonight. Well, I wonder what you're doing tonight. Oh, yeah. That party sucks.
You know what? It's horrible.
We're so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so bad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never have.
That's right.
Cause a friend would never doubt you and go out just for spite, you bitch. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Hut, hut. Oh, yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Boy, some heart, man.
Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You know what? We're a little pitchy.
We're great. We kick ass. We love radio. We're the bright spot on this dismal dial. Come on, Bobby.
All right, Bobby, let's go.
Cause a friend won't say it's over. If you're wrong, or if you're right. Hey, Mike, now I wonder what Alan's doing tonight.
He's playing pin the tail on the ambivalence.
Oh, yes, I wonder what he's doing tonight.
All right, I'm going to try to do the harmony here. All right.
Come on, guys. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
You know, it's great when none of us can hit the notes.
Yeah. Sha la 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 la, sha la 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 la.
Perfect. I thought that was perfect. This is very similar to a regular party.
It is.
It's great.
It is
great, and this is a good cigar too.
You should be at my.
Is there anybody have a match?
I do. You should be at my house some Saturday night.
Your face in your hand.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, that's the man. Second one for you.
Oh,
hey.
I don't want that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're the man. Bobbing. Yeah, they're upstairs bobbing for stupidity.
Hello, Rick. Don and Mike Show.
Man, those guys set you up, partner.
Pardon me?
Those guys set you up with that absence, man. That stuff's a sneaker.
Set him up. Huh?
Yeah, it does creep on you. That's what he meant.
Yeah.
Don't get paranoid, boy.
All right.
I'm not effed up.
Don't worry.
No. I'll tell you what, man. I'm in some muck in the corporate world.
Hey, Teapot Tim and whoever's in the back and... Can we get one more of these?
Just about ran off the road when you were busting rhyme one, man. Keep up the good work.
Oh, he's a jerk. Hello, Dynamite Show.
My boy. All techniques into one, Jack. Hey, Don, I just want to
freedom
say,
from
man,
constipation.
Freedom from constipation.
That's right.
I wanted to say thanks for cutting loose and getting real, real gone for a change.
Yeah, it does relate to Elvis when we're doing this on the show.
I'm going to get real gone. Cut number five, Rob. I love this song. I play it every goddamn day on the show. When I am on the treadmill in the morning, this is the song that I run to. Same. Like a compulsive maniac. And I'm telling you, I suck as a singer. But I love this song. Mike?
Na, 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
Okay. He'll never love you the way that I love you. Cause if he did, no, no, he wouldn't make you cry. He might be good in bed, but baby, my love, my love, my love, my love, wishes to kiss him. Go on and kiss him. Goodbye.
Come on.
Na, 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 na.
Hey. Goodbye.
Oh,
man.
Come on, one more.
Thank you, brother.
One more.
Na, na, na.
I'll take the next chorus.
Hey.
Here we are, Tommy.
Goodbye.
Listen to me now.
He's never near you to comfort and cheer you when all those sad tears are falling, baby, from your eyes.
Let's get
you. He might be good in baby, but my love, and my love, wishing you kiss him.
I
want to kiss him.
Da,
goodbye,
da,
boys.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, hey, 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 on. Goodbye.
And there. Now, call
if
me
anybody.
And
if anybody didn't think that we were having fun today,
call me and tell me I suck. Like I care. Like I freaking care.
You don't suck at having fun,
Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
you made me forget that I hate that song.
Oh, now see, there you were getting paranoid, and right out of the out of the box, it's love.
Hey, you know, we meant to think of you, Brian, but we just didn't care.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What up, dog? Yo, what up?
He's doing a Randy on you.
Listen, that was just eyes for me, you know what I mean? That was just eyes.
I love our listeners. That was just
I'll tell you, we are sharing the love with our listeners.
Right.
Absolutely.
That was
fantastic.
Hello, Dean. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, it's still me. I was talking about Elvis earlier. Somehow I'm still on the line.
Oh, he's still on the line.
Oh,
are we conferencing or what?
Yeah, you're done then.
Listen to the bus.
Hello.
Listen to the bus. You're done.
John Mike.
You're
hello.
Done, Jeremy Piven.
Donnie with an I. You tried to have been better than the DeGarmo girl last night. Much better.
Thank you, my friend.
And now, are you surprised after you set it up that way to be getting this love?
Oh.
No, absolutely not.
You expected it?
No, I did not.
You genuinely were better than at least three of the people last night.
What was the question?
No, what people are, you have gotten, I believe,
Mike,
four calls in a row.
Ready to help me?
Yeah. And of course, I will do the original version that I've always done with it.
I can nail this song. Watch me.
All right. Now I only do one character with that voice.
I was walking. Down a one-way street, just a looking for someone to meet. One woman who was looking for a man. Come on. Now I'm walking down a one-way street, and I don't know the words. And I'm something to meet.
No one does.
One woman. I don't want to be lonely. Love you all over. My buzz.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe it's true? Do you believe in love?
Oh, I believe in love. The believe in true.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, here we go.
Sing it.
Now I'm walking. What did true love begin? I'm going under. So I'm dragging you in.
I don't know if our listeners will leave us forever.
Come on.
Come on.
Now I'm wondering.
Wondering.
Where does true love begin? I'm going under.
Under.
So I'm dragging you in.
What, somebody's going to call and say the singing is bad?
Yeah, well, I'm ready for somebody to be clear-headed.
Jim?
John and Mike?
What do you want? What do you want, dummy?
I just want to say, I'm not tone deaf, and Don, I'm sorry. You're not cutting it today, man. I'm glad you're having a good time.
Man. Hey, dude, F off, okay? Seriously. Seriously, F off. Do you want somebody having fun on the radio?
You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You're giving him what he wants.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
That's what he wants.
I'm not killing you. You're listening to it, dummy. You're calling. I've got news for you. I'm Svengali, and you bought into it. You dumb MF-er.
I'm glad you're having fun.
But I dedicate this to you anyway.
Go ahead.
You and your retarded parents.
I used to have you in a photograph.
I'm so glad it's changed.
But now it's got you and it's got the land.
Do you believe in love?
Do you believe in love?
Do you believe in love?
I believe it's true.
All right. Maybe it's my wife on the hotline. God, I hope not. Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey, it's your brother.
Brother Jim.
My brother. Hello.
Jim.
I can't have the car radio on when I'm talking to you, can I?
No, you can't. Oh, God damn.
Hey, Jimmy, are you listening to this show?
Yeah, you guys are acting pretty wacky, man.
Hey, what do you think, Jimmy? What do you think of this show?
It's pretty funny.
Thanks.
Jim. Why don't you guys, hey, Don, why don't you sing me a love song?
You know, in honor of his wedding, I think that would be appropriate, and then maybe that would conclude the musical.
Kiss my black ass.
Getting married Saturday to Marnie.
Seriously, why don't you kiss my black ass
in Las Vegas?
Hey, man, you know what happened?
What?
We were getting our marriage license today, you know, in the courthouse here.
Yeah. Turn down your radio.
I'll turn it down. And then we met somebody that's from Rockford.
What are the odds?
That's fantastic.
That's pretty amazing.
World.
What a great story. That's certainly picking up the show.
Yeah,
who is screaming?
I was just a witness at their wedding. Cool, huh?
Has your bride-to-be had a couple of cocktails, Jimmy?
No, we're going to Margaritaville right now.
Try to catch up with us.
Yeah.
All right, you want Don to sing you a love song?
Yeah, I want him to sing me a love song.
All right, this is my brother, Jim.
Uh-huh.
He is in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Wow. He's getting married.
Mister, I can handle it. Listen to you.
This is my brother, Jim. I have four. How many did you have?
Huh?
How many did you have?
I had six.
You did not. You're lying.
I had six.
You did not.
All right, sing this to your brother. Hey.
This is Rob.
Hey, listen. Relax and enjoy yourself.
I don't know this one.
With feeling.
Some Airs of Life bag song.
No, this is horrible.
I just took that.
A hit. How about a love song hit, please?
Rob, don't give me some faggot song.
Sing a Joe Cocker song or
something. Hold on a second.
How about You Are So Beautiful? Yeah, You Are So Beautiful.
That's nice.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Here you go. I Think I Love You.
There you go. Number three.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And what's wrong with that, Mike?
What's wrong is that I think the song he has requested is the most appropriate.
We don't have it.
We don't have it.
We don't have You Are So Beautiful.
And you know what that looked like? You don't know what goes on here.
Yeah.
Hold on. That looked like we don't have it,
right.
Moron.
You Are So Beautiful.
You are so beautiful.
We do not have it.
To me.
Oh, hold on.
That's good.
Number
can't
five.
You see? Whoa.
Okay, do it. I got one for you and Marnie.
Ah. All right, here you go. It's not going to be You Are So Beautiful. It's going to be something better.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Good. Gonna like it.
Are you ready, Jimmy?
So you're in Vegas now. Where are you in Vegas?
I'm right in front of the Stardust. Wayne Newton Theater.
A little stand-up now, Mike.
Can you hear this down the phone?
And the great thing is the three of us. This is horrible.
This is really horrible. And everybody called, like, saying, William Hung, eat me, okay? I see the schedule. I see the screen.
Don, You're better than William Hung.
Damn right. My eyes are round.
Nicer teeth.
Oh, true. Funny about day. Jimmy's getting married in Las Vegas. Well, girls, is it a mistake? I do not know. At least he is not on the blow. He is drug free. Marley, his girlfriend.
Marnie.
And now girlfriend. People leaving the station.
Ride the next line. Oh, I want the truth to be said. Jimmy, Marnie, Mike, help me out.
No, I hate it. It's horrible. I hate this song.
Okay.
Jimmy, where are you going right now? Margaritaville?
Yeah.
And you got your marriage license?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we're going to go.
You know what this is turning into?
My fantasy.
Your jukebox.
Yeah,
I'm right in the middle of a bad dream. And all at once I wake up.
WFAZ.
Can you do me a favor?
What's that, Jimmy?
What, Jimmy?
Say congratulations to Chuck and Mary from Rockford.
Yeah. I think I love you.
You
sing it, Shirley.
I'm done singing. That's it. It's shut down.
All right, dude, I'm gonna let you go.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
So I don't get in a wreck.
Okay, good.
Yeah, are you driving the rental car, Jimmy?
Yeah.
See you Saturday.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday morning at the airport.
Have all right, fun, dude. Kids.
All right, love you. See you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Ben.
There he goes, Jim. Rob.
There he is.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, then. We got a break?
I think he was enjoying the show.
I think so.
I hope so.
Who cares?
He's your brother.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't either. I know you don't. Rob, where are we at?
How's that?
Rob, I need a hand.
Yes, I believe we're about to play the second break.
No. Come here.
All right.
Over here. To my thing.
Hey, where'd you get that?
This is the same one I've had since the beginning of the show.
Now, Rob, are we coming up here?
I've had one and a half, and I'm done.
We just got done with that?
Yeah.
So we have that and that?
Yes.
We're okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, cool. Everybody, you're listening to the Absinthe Show.
We'll be right back. Okay?
Okay. We can take some phone calls.
Will we?
What's up next?
Yes.
Phone call?
Phone calls.
I love the adversarial nature. Yeah, will we?
Yeah. Well, are you challenging me? Well, then I tell you what, Mike.
You're funny.
You know what? 20 years together, and let's start trumpeting that,
yeah,
shall
you
we?
Should. You should.
20 years of radio dominance.
I think, frankly, when you reach that milestone, you get a 2-year window.
Do you
to
know?
Promote. Yeah.
Do you know that besides my career in radio, for Mike PM, when I climbed to the top of the top 40 ladder by myself,
you did.
Since I've been with Mike, do you know we've been together 20 freaking years?
Almost that.
Do you have any idea what kind of record that is?
It's
in
unprecedented.
Radio?
It doesn't happen.
We have been working together 20 years.
Couple of decades.
We still like each other.
We do.
We don't hate each other.
We don't.
We have a good time working together.
Some of those animals are 20 years old.
And this station sucks.
We need, and you know what? Everybody's just leaving the party because nobody pays attention.
The morale party is being vacant.
You know, really, it is. I don't know what's going on upstairs, but
we are having a great morale party today.
You know what I'm doing? I say this starting today.
Uh-huh.
What?
This is a personal crusade.
Yes.
You heard it here first.
All right.
At this radio station.
Yeah.
I am personally going to begin a morale process.
Good luck.
Those, I will.
You will not.
Those who are not welcome will not be welcome. Those who are welcome will be welcome. No, I'm serious about this.
I know you
because
are.
I went out there. You know what I...
Buzz,
tell Dom what I did upstairs. What did I do upstairs?
What did you do?
You went in, you looked around, nothing was happening, and you left?
No.
All right.
A little more than that. You missed...
What did you do?
I selectively handed out beers.
I didn't notice that.
Well, F you, Buzz.
Well, now, what kind of response
Buzz,
is
I
that?
Swear to God.
I'm your buddy. What is this? F you, Buzz.
I did that. Remember, Robbie, I walked around and I said, who's going to party?
No,
that,
I didn't see that.
Did that burp smell?
My apologies. You didn't pay attention.
Well, I wasn't watching
you. You were too busy talking to whoever you wanted to talk to.
I wasn't watching your every move.
That's what he was doing.
Be careful.
All right. Now, but the fact is...
Be careful, we all have secrets.
We all have
the fact is, I think there is a core of people. This is just like one of those great parties where the next day you have to go to people and go, oh, listen, I really didn't.
No, we don't, because we've not seen any of those people.
True.
F you! You're having a party on the third floor without us. F you! I'm fine.
But I know you're fine.
We're all fine.
But
yeah.
There is a core here that exists that maybe not.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
There are a core of people here that could be a foundation for morale here. That's what I think.
Name them.
Who are they?
Name them.
Yeah.
You got Hedges?
No, I want it secret.
No.
Nope. I want it secret.
Let's put it out front.
You didn't even notice who I was doing. Did you notice I was going from person to person?
I didn't know.
Actually, I handed them out to a couple of people inadvertently. Yeah.
See, there you go.
All right. Well, whatever.
Okay.
That's too much fun. But, I think this show is everything that it was billed as.
You know that Liberace's ex-boyfriend says he's been banging Michael Jackson?
That's what I hear.
Really? I do some real prep for this show every day.
Of course you do.
But today it's wasted. Courtney Love says...
It's wasted?
Courtney Love says...
We're wasted.
Courtney Love says she's...
Kari.
She's covered with loser dust.
Hey, Kari, if you hear my voice, come into the studio. Kari.
We have to break, Mike.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Well, now we have to break, but you were going to read like 10 stories.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. You don't know me that good.
Well, hey, Kari, come on in here. Now, here's one. Now, all right, if you were going to ask for an individual who I would feel I have faith in as somebody who would be very, part of. Now, Kari, seriously, sure. Honest appraisal, what did you think of that party?
What, the ice cream party
and
up
I
there?
And I know you're new and you're a rookie. I don't want to put you under undue pressure, but it's just not happening, right?
Sucks.
Not bad. I don't want to say that.
Oh, you know what you are? Get out of here.
Get out. Out. You're out. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
This room is for men.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later. You know what? Hey, you know what?
See you in the women's room. See you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
You know what I'm beginning to think?
What? Hope you get some maxi strips.
You know what I'm beginning to think?
Christ.
What's that?
Do you know what I'm beginning to think?
What do you think?
Maybe it's us.
No. Never.
I can't really tell right now.
It's not us.
Is it us?
No. No, no, no.
No. Have people, certain people here, listen, brainwashed everybody to think it's us? We're fun guys. We like to have a good time.
I'm not this drunk. If you're in the show, if you're in your car, and you're listening to the show right now.
You're into the show.
Here's the deal. They're having the ice cream party upstairs.
We're having our own party down
that
here.
We weren't invited to.
Right.
Buzz brought his stepped-on absinthe, right. Which incidentally, for me, 2 hours later, it's fine you stepped on.
Nice.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care what you did to it. Mike was saying you stepped on it. It's worked out fine for me.
I was wrong.
It's worked out fine for me. How's it worked out for you, Mike? What do you mean?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're fine?
I'm actually fine.
I'm singing.
I'm like I am 5 nights a week.
I am singing the goddamn Partridge Family. Mm-hmm. And you're just okay.
When Buzz and I, 10-year-old animals, went up to the third floor
where the party
was. I don't know if Buzz was as depressed as I was. I came away. It took a lot out of me.
Yeah, once we got there, it sucked it out of us.
It really, really was depressing. And I might, if you'll go with me, I'll try and I'll do it again.
Sure. All right, go back up again. We're going to break right now.
All right,
you guys,
here's the deal.
Upstairs and report on what's happening at the station.
If I'm up there and, the commercial breaks up.
I've had a drink.
And I'm still up there.
I'll be honest with you. I know it doesn't show.
If I'm still up there and I'm not back when the show starts
commercials
again.
Commercials are done.
You'll know that it's a good party. If I'm back down here.
I guarantee you'll be back down here.
I know you will.
I bet a year from now.
Yeah, I know I will. I know you.
All right, we got a break.
You. 30, she's Joan Embry, 32 years old.
Remember what some of those animals did to your thigh?
Yes, God. That's right. You really think you're fooling everybody, huh?
That one girl's getting voted off American Idol tonight.
You're right.
I freaking guarantee it.
Results night.
The ugly 16-year-old
girl. DiGiarno, is that her name? DiGiarno?
I don't watch.
She's out of there! Honey, she's out of there.
This isn't even the way you act when there's a whole new dynamic. It's the absinthe.
That's right. It's different.
Mike, I'm fine.
We're all fine.
Not me.
22 past the hour. You have to be somewhere at the top of the hour. 38 minutes to get there.
Right.
news and weather together on the 8th.
I hope everyone's having a great Thursday afternoon.
My name is Vincent Vagina.
Hey, you know what? Thank you to the general for coming in with a couple of cigars. Somebody who actually cares.
What a great guy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? He is. Yeah. He's one of the real great guys.
Salute.
I'll be going down to my car to get something a little better, but that was a nice cigar that he came in and gave us.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you to Jeff Hedges. We got a break. Mike, Buzz, you can go upstairs.
That's funny.
Check out the party.
Yes.
When we come back, we'll have... Tell Mike.
Don't, you just made me laugh.
Don't throw the cigar away. That's quality.
I think he's down. Mike's down.
Mike is just falling
Mike's
out
down.
Of his chair.
Chair
That's
is down.
Real. Mike is falling out of his chair.
Robbie, hold on. Robbie,
we have a new winner. Yeah. We have a new leader.
Strangely, I'm the sober one now.
We have a new leader, and the leader is God. Mike O'Mara.
These
chairs
yeah,
suck.
They do tip.
Yeah, it's the chair's fault. It's the chair's fault. You're so drunk, you just fell out of
your
okay, chair.
You're okay, buddy. This is, again, like a public service to people.
No, it's not, so Buzz.
Warnings about
no
alcohol.
No public service. There's no public service.
I've always felt very comfortable down here.
They're having a party upstairs. They didn't invite us.
That's right.
And you know what?
And now everybody's leaving.
Screw it. I'm gonna smoke the Jeff Hedges cigar.
I don't see why not.
The Fuente Hemingway. It's a great cigar. Thank you, Jeff.
Can't
appreciate
it.
Appreciate it. Here you go.
Who wants some flapjacks right now?
How are you, Mike?
I'm fine.
And Rob, when you tap me on the shoulder, then you point at the clock, that would indicate what? That you love me or what?
Are we all late, Rob?
Time for love.
Do we need to play commercials?
Yes, we do. Right. Go to the party. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, people, attention, please. Hey, shut up! Have I had sex with anyone in this room tonight?
No.
What, you sure about this?
Yes. Yes.
Fine, good. Resume party.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's funny.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
It's a dying battle.
Yeah.
It is here. All right, now, let me just explain.
All right.
I'm doing better now.
Good.
Calling Rob during
so
the break.
So am I. I think too. We all are. I mean, yeah. Buzz is. I think we all are.
Right.
I mean, we've all basically had our little absinthe moment. And
about an hour ago, I was really into it. How many? Four? Is that a minute?
I think you said you had four.
Four.
I've had just like one and a half.
You're still there. A little bit.
Yeah, we all are.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah, but we're coming
I believe
back.
You and I are now a little beyond him. I think so. But I'm working on Diet Vanilla Coke.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You're working on Bud Light.
But we have to remember our constitutions here.
True.
That's the important thing.
But the important thing to note here is that there's a party going on upstairs, the WJA.
No. Don't speak too quickly about that.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Okay, well, tell me. I didn't go up.
There is no party. It's over. It's gone.
The ice cream social?
A few people.
We
walked in. No. Not a few people. Jag was in there with two other people that weren't doing anything but sitting at a table like killing time.
Just sitting. And a few people have gone back to their desks.
No, everybody went back to their desks, and they're working. They're down here, and they're doing their thing, and the rest of the people have left.
They found it working.
And Alan was standing over a couple of workers, and Steve Johnson was in his office.
He's a party animal.
And
not today.
Not today. No. This was the day he chose not to.
Perhaps wisely. Mm-hmm. This is the one day he decided not to come to work drunk.
Right.
Steve Johnson.
You know, maybe this was a test from Alan to see who would get drunk.
Yeah.
We
Maybe
failed.
What, how'd we do?
And I found out
that really, it's probably not a great day.
Probably,
to
like
have
you said, probably.
A social when you're gonna fire somebody.
Yeah, who's getting fired?
The Hobbit
already done.
Got canned today. Oh,
name him.
Dan, well, I don't remember what his name is.
Young, chubby guy. Everybody liked him.
I think, and he was a good friend of Kari, and I think he was a good friend of Kari.
Yeah,
and that's probably why Kari was a little, you know, edgy.
Is that the guy that always was smoking downstairs with the cigarettes that had, like, the plastic holders on the end of them?
I don't think so.
He was a short, heavier guy.
He was a heavy guy. A little chunky guy.
You know, so many salespeople go through these stores.
They come and go.
Just for my money, you're going to have the social, you don't have the...
So they fire somebody.
Fire a guy and then have a party to boost morale.
It's ludicrous.
I thought it was perfect.
Tough love.
And I'm not talking about the rapper.
All right, let me call Al.
Oh.
I couldn't. Well, Al was like supervising, like standing over desks, and everybody was back at their jobs. And if you're counting, really, I would estimate the total time for the ice cream social, 1 hour and 15 minutes.
You know, if I had known he was going to be let go, I would have texted more votes towards him.
Texted more votes for him.
Rob, he was a little pitchy.
He was a little pitchy.
This is Alan Line One.
Hey, buddy.
Blah, blah, blah. You're a jerk face. Okay, so they fired somebody at the ice cream social.
No, not before.
It was before.
Yeah. But before?
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
So then they have a little get-together. Let's get together and have a great time.
So how's the turnout at the party upstairs?
There's no one. It's over.
Everybody's
gone. Nothing's going on.
It's over.
It's an empty room. And first of all, it put a little kibosh on it when the room had computer paper. Or what was that stacked up on the conference table?
I didn't even look.
Dell computer software?
Uh-huh.
Or,
oh, that's MediaTouch. That's going to be installed in the Air Studio last April.
Yeah. I can't wait.
That's going to be installed.
Just to
reset. It's just not that happy.
The station had an ice cream social today.
To boost morale. Right.
On the same day.
I think we ought to check and see if morale was boosted.
On the same day that they fired somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
Go see if you can find somebody to come in
here. See if you can find somebody like Tim McWilliams that has the guts to come in here.
I don't know if many people have the guts.
I don't think so. Not in the climate we're in. No.
See, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Man, you guys got absent in my radio personalities. Absent in my radio personalities and personalities in my radio absent. So I'm just having a great time, and you guys are drunk, and I'm loving it.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, sir.
Well, I got news for you. I'm coming out of it now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm coming out of it. I'm starting to get more focused on what's happening in the real world.
Yes.
That stuff sounds
I am. Don't stare at me, Mike. I am.
No, I am, too, but it's just... What's sad is I thought it would be a little... I thought, really, that our show... would translate into here. Now you want to talk about guts? You
hey, Madonna.
You want to talk about guts,
baby. Madonna friends? Hey, Madonna.
And one of our old buddies and somebody who does have the balls to come in here. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. Boots.
Hi, Madonna.
Turn her mic.
A little bit of damn ice cream.
So this party upstairs. It sucks, right?
I don't know. I didn't go up.
She didn't even go up.
There you go.
Do you want a drink?
Huh?
Want a beer?
No, thanks.
You sure?
I'm driving.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But, so are we.
So, well, I want to get home before you guys get on the road.
So the ice cream social was like an... That's funny. She's so evil, but she's funny.
Yeah.
Madonna, let me ask you something. And it's not the Madonna. Madonna.
Madonna.
What do you think? What do you think of the whole idea of the ice cream social?
Sucks, right? Sucks big time. You can't give people who work at a radio station.
You've been here
ice cream.
A long time. Nobody's going to fire
like
you.
Like I said.
Well, Come on,
Madonna.
How many administrations have you survived?
I lost
all of them.
Really?
Madonna, you've been here through all of them. You're going to maintain, no matter, even after Alan gets fired, you're still going to have the job. So just tell us, did the party suck?
Well, it's like rearranging deck furniture on the Titanic, isn't it?
Hello. Madonna, you're excused.
Thank you, real.
Thank you very much.
Is she a real woman?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Is she a real woman?
Yes. And incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, she gives us crap, too. All the time.
Yeah.
There's nobody else that I can think of that has the guts to do that.
Discriminate.
I would say, like, 9 to 5, you guys are obnoxious. But in this state, you're even more obnoxious.
That's nice. Get out. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Madonna.
My condolences to Cliff. That's your husband. Poor son of a bitch. And don't think I don't talk to him at the Christmas party. Because I do. I said, hey, Cliff, what's happening?
Rob, anybody else that would be interested in speaking?
Cliff says you think you got it bad with Frida?
Uh-huh. Anybody
tell you about being married to Madonna.
She's tough.
She is.
She is. But you know what?
Yeah.
Out of that toughness.
We admire that.
There has been a grudging, and I mean grudging respect over the years.
That's right.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know your singing performance was ear delicious.
Thank you. Was it an eargasm?
Yeah, I had total eargasm.
Thank you, my
fantastic.
Friend.
Fantastic.
Hello, nice. Chris. Don and Mike Show.
Don, you are ear delicious.
Thank you. Everybody tells me that, which is
unanimous. Everybody's saying delicious.
Which is what Neil Sedaka said last night. What a faggot he is. when he stood up on American Idol, and they said, here's Neil Sedaka in his running suit, his members only suit. Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. He went, oh, Clay Aiken, number one with solitaire for 3 weeks in a row.
Of course.
And then he says,
it's delicious. Now, here comes Michelle.
To the red hair boy.
Strange that the only people coming in are women.
The survivors, too.
You know, this great misogynistic show that all women are afraid of, but the only visitors we have are women.
All what I could find were women in tumbleweeds back there.
That's right.
What about Neil Sedaka said to the red-haired boy last night? You are delicious.
Delicious. All right, now, Michelle, I know for a fact that you were up there at the party. What happened? What went wrong?
I have no idea. I think it's the conference center.
You think it's the conference room itself?
The location.
That may have played a part.
I do.
Really?
The Dell boxes.
And the fact that there were boxes up on top.
Yeah.
Boxes, I agree. To a certain extent, I agree with her that there were boxes stacked on the table that just, you know, when you can't see people across the conference room because there's hardware stacked on top, it might have been gotcha.
And here's how you gauge the success of a party. The autopsy. The autopsy that we're having afterward.
Right.
We're actually trying to figure out what killed it.
So the party sucked upstairs, Michelle?
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
And not necessarily a morale booster.
Not really.
No.
Do you want a drink?
Sure.
Yeah, take one of my beers.
Okay. Let's get her a drink.
Yeah.
give her a drink.
Why don't you open that on the air? Okay. There we go.
Thanks, guys.
Come on, Michelle. Come on now, do it for Iceland. All the way down. Chug, 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 chug.
Do it for Iceland.
Come on, Michelle.
Michelle?
Yeah.
We'll always have Iceland.
The Blue Lagoon.
There we go.
Bye-bye. Bye, darling.
Good night.
Here she goes.
Hey. I'm sorry. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Our two old friends.
We got like 25 people work on the sales staff here. Two of them come in.
They've both been here.
And it's Nelly.
Seriously, how long have they been here?
They're both girls.
Same as us.
Okay? They're girls.
Rob, any men that would come in here?
Devoid of men back there.
Well, no, there are men. I saw men when I was back there. No, really, no men?
Don and Mike, hello.
They're scared since one of them was fired.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Don't ever rag on Dennis Murphy singing again.
Oh, please, I'm drunk. Come on, get off my ass. And besides, I got a full tongue. You know what I'm saying? I stand by my performances today.
Hey, Dennis does a fine job with
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys.
Yes, hello.
Jesus, how much... power does Alan have there to keep everybody so tight-lipped about that party?
You know, I'm wondering, really, that he has an iron hand back there.
He does.
He does.
What an ass.
For you, Michelle, for speaking your mind.
And Madonna. Madonna credit. Yes. The only what people to come in here.
She wouldn't really commit.
No, Madonna. But Madonna she and Michelle.
It was very brave for both Madonna and Michelle to come in.
And I thought they were really honest about what they said.
Party sucked.
Hey, and Rob, tell me, please, you took pictures and are going to put them up on the web.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he's lying. He's lying, darling. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, God, hey, Mark, how you doing?
How you doing, dude?
Okay. Hey,
John. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, right. Dennis.
Hey, I'm pissed at William Hung. I'm pissed at William Hung.
Hey,
why did you
pull your teeth?
Hold on, I got something about William Hung here. Dennis is going to kill you.
I'm kidding, of course, Dennis. How are you?
William Hung.
Hold on.
Dennis, what do you want?
Dennis, listen to this.
Yeah.
William Hung,
uh-huh.
the guy from American Idol,
right.
The old guy.
Yeah.
Even Usher. You know Usher, the singer?
Right.
Yeah.
Even he says, forget it. I'm not going to win the sales battle this week. William Hung is going to have the number one album in America.
I can't believe
William Hung has now topped the charts in America for 3 weeks in a row.
I love that.
He's been number one.
Who doesn't love that?
For amazing. 3 weeks in a row. Now, keeping in mind, he got canceled from American Idol on January 27th. I'd say this guy's got legs.
It's incredible.
This Chinaman's got legs.
It is incredible.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
He took his inability and turned it into something.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman. Oh, thanks, Fred.
Bye, Don.
Dennis, that's something you've been trying to do for years.
I got one hand, one heart with him.
Now, listen to this. I'm going to give you some hard numbers on William Hung.
Dennis, numbers. Dennis, and I'm going to tell you in advance, this might kill you when you hear these numbers.
Oh, I know.
Listen, first week, and he's got heavy competition. Right. Everybody's got an album out.
Yeah.
First week, William Hung debuted at number 34 on the Billboard charts. Number one on the independent charts.
Unbelievable.
Total number of albums sold first week, 380,000.
Wow.
God!
380,000 albums sold in the first week.
How many of those did he sell out of his car?
Dennis, that could have been you.
Yeah, it could have been me. I only sold 800.
You sold 800 of your new one?
Oh, no. Christmas CD so far.
Oh, your Christmas CD so far.
All right.
And the Christmas CD, Dennis, the Christmas CD recorded in what year?
1998, but One Hand, One Heart. One Hand, One Heart was
a perennial favorite.
One Hand, One Heart.
One Hand, One Heart sold 65 copies so far.
Yeah, you remember that with the pushy broad singing the duet with
that
him?
Now the thing is...
That was his love song karaoke
Dennis
album.
Can never go on American Idol now and be the guy because William
He's
Hung is taking it.
Yeah, and Dennis, you're a pro. You've got a record deal.
I know. And I can't believe William Hung beat me.
All right, Dennis, we got a break here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want me to send you a break?
Sure, take us a break, Dennis.
Oh, by the way, if you need income taxes, call me.
Yeah, that's good. That's a nice ad to do on April 15th
in time. What, Dennis?
I'll file extension.
Come on, take us a break.
Okay, got him
right. If you need your income taxes done at 5:49 Eastern time on April 15th.
I just hung up on him. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory circle. I can't get it.
What is this girl on TV doing?
Take it.
What is she doing? Something dirty. What's she doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Merry Christmas. Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Right on. Thank you for listening. Here's the news. As we approach 6 o'clock on the east and 3 o'clock on the west.
Yes.
I'm not drunk anymore.
But you're still, it's still in your drunk.
I'm a little bit, but
yeah, right.
Not like before.
We're coming back.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, though. The message that we tried to give... was let's have some fun.
Right.
At WJFK.
And every now and then
let's have some fun.
You send out a little volley, you send out a little message to your coworkers, mm-hmm. and I think that the message was not necessarily received. Didn't happen.
They don't get it.
I don't think they ever will. And that's okay.
Oh, and now we're not going to be able to play My Mom's a Whore today because we're out of time.
Oh, dear.
But maybe tomorrow. Listen, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
I said this before, and I mean it again. I love radio. It's my don't make fun of me.
I'm laughing because your voice is a little hoarse, and we've had a bit of day. I probably am more depressed than you are today, and I really thought...
No.
I thought this would be a springboard to everybody coming in the studio, and it would be fun.
Don't
and
be
festive,
depressed.
And it really, really depresses
Don't be
me.
Depressed, because listen to my message. The message is... The same thing that got me hooked on radio from the time I was 8 goddamn years old. Do you know I've worked in radio full time since I was 12? I'm 45 now. I still love it. It's still the greatest job in the world.
Yep. It is.
Greatest industry in the world.
Yep.
You walk into a radio station, you should walk in the same way that I walked in wide-eyed to these great radio stations when I was a young kid mm-hmm. and said, God, I'd give anything to work there. And all these people that work at this station
right.
don't get the fact that this eventually will be one of those stations that people look back on say, wow, that was a crazy place to work.
When we talk about doing a show like this, and we talk about coming in and having a good time, having a party,
right.
Buzz bringing in the absinthe and everything, and I looked at a bunch of guys.
Stepped on.
And I'm talking to these guys, and I said, and somebody said, you mean like when he did it the last time? I said, no, we're all going to do it today.
Yeah.
And to look at the faces of people I'm talking to,
right.
and see the reaction, and to see the bottom line, why we all do this, because it's fun.
Right.
And then to walk in and not have it here in the little building, it's weird. Now, some might say, okay, guys, now you're getting too heavy. But the fact is, it's a little creepy to be in that environment. And now people hear the way we're talking right now, and I'm trying to be measured. And the fact is, I'm mad because I thought we'd have everybody that worked here in this room at this hour.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the radio, it doesn't happen no more.
The radio station was supposed to have their ice cream social today.
Right.
I thought it was
morale. You would think the people would come in for the ice cream party, and then they come down here when they found out that we had real killer booze.
Now, the deal is, the margarita party with Brad was brought up that people are scared.
Why?
That Brad,
crazy.
Brad had too many margaritas.
Well, is Brad fired?
I don't know where Brad is.
He hasn't been with
Rob, is anybody here in the building anymore? Please find someone. Please.
Brad is history.
I need satisfaction.
I know.
And furthermore, satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
And furthermore, even if Brad, at the last time the station had a party 4 years ago, got drunk and out of control, so what?
Right.
So what?
We need a little out of control here.
So what? So what? I'm like that guy at that crazy Mooney church.
I think what you were saying is that people don't realize how lucky they are to be a part of this and how much fun it is and could be and should be.
And I want to say this honestly. Seriously. I know they work a split shift. And I know that they hate us because of Opie and Anthony. We're Ron and Fez. We're getting drunk today. Come in. You want to be buddies?
Yes, come in and drink a beer with us.
Here's the deal, Ron and Fez. I know you're leaving in June. I know you got the gig in Tampa. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I still like you guys. What, I'm not supposed to say that?
I don't know.
I don't know. But we all know.
I don't know.
We all know.
Rob, introduce our next guest.
Dude, you're good guys. Mike, don't cut me off here.
I'm not cutting you off.
You're
I
good
have
guys.
No idea. I don't care.
Come in and have a drink with us. Let's at least pretend for an hour that we work on the same freaking team.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the WJFK street team, it's Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Now, Megan, you're not one of the salespeople here. You, what do you do here at the radio station?
And same with Bill O'Reilly. Where the hell is he?
Yeah. Why did he fly down for this?
Hi, Howard.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Yeah, we're Stern.
Robin, I want you to go look for more. I'm sorry.
Where is
I know
Robin
I'm making
Quivers?
You work hard, but I want you to go look for more.
Megan, how's the party going up there?
Party ended a while ago.
It ended about 2 hours ago.
Was that a bad party?
Actually, I wasn't there.
Yeah, Megan was running the phones.
Yeah,
that's why.
Had to work.
Megan had to work, and Megan had a little cocktail at the front desk, which I thought was admirable.
Megan
is not the right person to interview because she had the right attitude here.
Right.
You like working here.
I do. I love working here.
It's fun.
Yes.
But it could be more fun, don't you think, Megan?
I'm having fun every day.
All right.
Okay. Be honest.
No, I am being honest, but we do have some. Jack and I are working together, trying to get some ideas to, you know.
We need
do more fun things.
We need more.
We're working on it. We're trying.
Now Wendell is coming in back of you.
Ah, here we go.
Why, no, Wendell's in back of you. He's directly in back of you.
Oh, hi, Wendell. What can I do for you?
Ashtray.
What?
Ashtray.
Ashtray. Oh, ashtray.
Oh, ashtray.
Thank you, Broad.
You an ashtray.
Appreciate
That's
it.
Nice.
Thank you, Wendell.
Thanks
very much. I'm allowed to have
some
cigars today.
We need a few more smoots around here.
Yeah.
Seriously, Wendell, I mean that. You know, God.
We all
so,
agree.
Red, what's your deal here?
I'm a sales assistant. I help out with promotions.
Sales assistant?
Yeah.
So you help out with promotions, and this thing kind of wasn't what everybody wanted, right?
Well, we tried to do something that we thought
now more people.
Enjoy.
Now, here comes Jag.
There he
now,
is.
Now, Jag, I believe Jag's heart was in, Haji, your heart was in the right place.
What's happening, Hodge?
In the right place.
Hodge looked incredibly depressed when I saw him up there.
Don't be depressed.
I wasn't depressed.
Oh, no, of course not. Nobody's depressed. Nobody's depressed at WJFK. It's always the happy place. I'm sorry. I'm depressed, Haji.
The weather was good today. We had ice cream, but other things around the station happened.
You had ice cream.
Happy about
you dumb F. You had ice cream.
Yeah, here comes Kari.
Jesus Christ, Haji. You don't have ice cream to have a station party. You have booze.
And your buddy got S-Gan today, right? Your buddy got... Yeah, come on up to the microphone.
Now, the station fired somebody today on the same day.
It was Kari's friend. It was your buddy. Buddy, right?
Danny was my buddy.
Danny was your buddy, and that they have an ice cream social on the day that, and he was a good guy.
Yep. Same
one
day.
One of the few people I talked to here.
Wendell Hall.
And he got canned, and I thought that, you know, I don't know what
Mike,
job he
excuse
was doing.
Me, filibustering. Wendell Hall.
Sorry.
Danny said it was his choice as he was carrying out his printer and keyboard.
Really? It was his choice?
So, don't you get the sarcasm of Wendell Hall?
What's his full name?
It was his choice.
Danny Cox,
it was his
I love you, buddy. You were one of the good people here.
Yep. Mike,
I would tell any radio station in Washington, hire Danny Cox.
Mike,
he is a good guy.
Hey, Mike, describe him.
Huh? He looks like the Hobbit.
You didn't get the sarcasm of Wendell.
What were you saying? What?
Wendell said, yes, he left on his own terms.
Oh, no, I got that sarcasm.
He didn't leave
on his own terms. But Kari, good guy, right? Pretty good guy?
Yeah.
Actually, if you could do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you do the Danny from Caddyshack?
Danny Cox. Danny Cox, hope you pick up real soon with another radio station.
Sit down, Danny.
Yes, you may not have cut the mustard here. Your WJFK. I certainly hope that you can pick up real soon at one of our competitors, Danny Cox.
So at the day that they were going to have a morale party,
right.
They fired a guy.
Right.
Uh-huh. And did you have any idea they were going to fire the guy today?
I had no clue.
Oh, boy.
Why did
he came in here at the same time you did, right? He
came in on the same day.
Oh, God. So that's why he was like being all
mellow. Hey,
better him than you, though, all right?
Come on. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
That's right. That's why you make me laugh, man. That's why he isn't. See? That's funny. All right. Here we go.
Truthful, though, Mike.
Oh, that is goddamn funny.
Danny's going to land on his feet. I'm not worried.
No, he's screwed. Forget it. He's a dead man in this industry.
All right. Now remember I talked about the core of people. I mean, look,
right.
Everybody in this room right now would be people that I would include in that.
They'd be at the party.
And the
out,
people
of
that 70, came in,
out of 75 people that work at this station,
I would say if you
were in the studio.
If you wanted to get people that I would walk up to personally, I would use this group. I really would.
Right.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Haji. Sucky party, but thanks for trying to get
Haji,
the booze.
Really, you did your best.
Haji, step
Haji
up.
Haji did his best.
Step up to the microphone, Haji.
Step up to the microphone.
Come on, Jag.
I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying.
I know
we know you are.
I know you. You've got a great attitude. You support everybody here. Everybody here. You do. You really do.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It just doesn't translate to everybody else. Everybody pops in, does their little turn, and does their little thing. And
I just got to ask one thing.
Jag, I got to ask.
Am I leaving?
No. No. I like you. You're fine. I want to know.
Donnie's referring to what you said yesterday.
What's that?
He said, you know, remember he's a tweener? That's what you called him yesterday. Right. That's what he's referring to.
I was kidding. Right. Now I'm serious.
All right.
How do you feel about Al-Qaeda? Where are you from?
I'm from India.
From India.
Oh, okay.
All right, you're okay, Haji.
It's a different area.
That's right. You pass. I was profiling. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Oh, God. You know, that's an old joke we've done with Haji for a long time, but man, it still rings.
Merry Christmas.
It's still goddamn funny.
It sure does. All right, so we have four people left. A question. Where is the human sponge, Alan Linewine?
Is Alan still in the building?
I haven't seen him around.
He's gone already?
I'm sure he's in the office.
Alan left.
I haven't seen him.
Alan, sure. I think, Alan, I believe, has a secret exit that he, does he leave out the side door, Rob? Does he
the
do
the fire exit? He does. I saw him out front selling the rest of the ice cream.
Well, listen, to Megan and Wendell and to Jag and, I don't know what your name was. What's your name?
Kari.
To Kari, all of you.
A-R-I.
Thank you for coming in our studio
the
for
real
the ice
troopers.
Cream party.
You guys rock. Yeah.
Thank you.
And
get out of here now.
All, you know, all, Get out of here now.
Fun.
Thank you all very much. Those are good people, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, now.
They still exist.
Me not drunk. Me just feeling good. Ready?
Come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Alan.
Well, Why won't you tell me what Joel said? What was that promise that Mel made?
Oh.
Now I'm gonna love Mel till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love infinity till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you, when you get to that point,
yeah,
without swinging, can we
right?
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love ya till the heavens stop the rain. I'm going to love you till the stars fall from the sky.
Is that the Shatner song?
For you and I! Take it, Mike!
I'm gonna love you.
Here you go.
Rain.
Come on, Mike. Come on, you got the rain.
I'm gonna love you
till the stars fall down.
Whatever. I don't know the lyrics.
For you and I.
I don't know the song.
Da,
da,
da, da. All you gotta know now is Stronger Than Dirt. That's at the end.
You know what, really, when you talk about the Doors,
yeah,
yeah, pretty amazing, Jim. That is, you the come on, come on, come on again?
Yes,
well, I want to do that.
I think the absinthe
is showing you. It's my ass!
Merry
Christmas!
Well, what a fun show we've had.
Blowing off steam.
There you go.
And now this is nice and mellow.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Happy.
We had a little acid happen.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not drunk now.
No.
I swear to Christ.
Right.
I just feel free.
All of us do.
I mean, I would do this show every day if I thought you people would listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought you would listen to 4 hours
of just a stream of consciousness, singing to records and things like that.
Screaming how our manager's an idiot and playing the Doors.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, for me, that's radio heaven.
Yeah,
I hope we got a message out.
I really do.
A world where only radio was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
Mike, we're talking to somebody else.
Buzz,
did we get a message out today, do you think?
Maybe. I think we did. I think we did.
I hope so.
What was the message that we gave on
today's show? Oh, easy.
No, I'm asking Buzz.
All right, go ahead. What was the message?
The thing I learned, you got to feel the fun. It's got to be real.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie, you can't force it.
I love when you play What Have We Learned. I think it is.
You know, who's the man? Who is the man really with that statement that's left out of the party today?
Yeah.
Didn't have one drink.
No, he
and
didn't.
Who would have made a huge difference if he had?
My man.
Man right here.
Someday.
You know why he didn't? Because he might have had to be my chauffeur tonight.
Absolutely. But, Rob, we didn't get through, did we?
Should have.
No, I don't think you did. But but please, when you put your head down on your tear-soaked pillow tonight, I want you to remember this.
What?
Don't fear. Join in. Have fun.
Yeah.
Isn't fun the best thing to have?
Fun is the best thing to have.
That's right.
And that's a message to everybody listening right now, too.
Have fun.
That's right.
Or else we'll kick your ass.
Damn right.
Have fun or else.
And you have to be fun to have fun.
Amen. Understand? The party's ending, dopes.
We know that there is pressure. We know it is out there every day.
Fun now or F it.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it now.
You can't spell fun without F-U. Right. And for all of you that are going to ask us to do this every day...
Forget it.
It's never going to happen.
Forget it.
No.
And be careful where you buy your hot dogs.
Buzz? You read about yes. that.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Actually, a pretty big story.
What's that?
Today, why adult film production in this country has all but been shut down.
Oh.
Really? Yes.
All right, now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Now I need some coffee.
Serious stuff.
Now I'm sobered up.
Well, I'm completely sober now.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. Mike.
Mike.
Mike. Mike. Yes. Mike. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
You just made it back, dude.
Yeah, I had you worried, didn't I?
Hey, all right.
Ah, you're always there, Buzz.
Yeah.
Time for news and comment now with my friend Buzz Burbank.
Good luck.
By a beer bag.
Thanks.
World's number one sexual performance enhancer. Miramax number one because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested, and it's patented. Miramax, get it at retailers nationwide. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Just couldn't read. It's normally right.
I can't believe that you. When was the last time you sipped absinthe?
Two and a half hours ago.
Would would you speak to the properties of that that wonderful aperitif at this stage?
Well, I had four. I'd say that after the fourth, it kicked in.
Yeah.
Now it is leaving my system. Now I no longer feel the need to sing.
Me too.
I think I love you or touch me or anything else.
Okay.
But I'm still feeling randy enough to pontificate about how I love radio.
Rightly so.
You do love radio.
I do love radio.
You love radio more than any human being I've ever met.
I swear to God.
The best.
I swear to God.
And it's infectious. And if you're in this show and you're part of this thing...
It's the best way to make a living. It's the only thing I've wanted to do ever since I was a freaking kid.
And here we are doing it.
So we have moments on this show every day.
Oh, the hotline.
Hello.
I'm sorry to interrupt, my boo-boo.
No problem, honey.
I'm doing better tonight. I'm gonna buy you dinner. I was just wondering what you had in mind.
How about
some coffee?
I'm a homemaker tonight.
Coffee, and you know, honey, I don't care. How about roast beef? No. Duck.
Duck.
I do love duck.
Yeah. You like duck?
I do.
What kind of duck?
The kind that has that sauce on it. That duck sauce.
Duck along. I don't know, a Chinese dish or...
Whatever. Can you get that?
You might be able to swing some duck. I'll have to see what's available.
That's my girl.
Cool.
All right. I'm looking for you, baby doll.
And baby, thank you for giving up that booty act last night.
Well, I promised you.
I know you did.
I am
you
a
did.
Woman of my word.
Apparently. I know you are. And Jesus Christ, you took your time getting upstairs last night. I mean, seriously, I go upstairs, it's 10 o'clock, and I'm going... Where is she?
Mm-hmm.
It's like 11:15 when finally I'm fighting sleep.
I had to wake you back up.
Finally, she walks into the bedroom.
And you receive it.
Oh, yes, I did.
You know, and most times, you must have been in need because most times you won't wake up for it. Not with me, anyway.
Well, hey.
I mean, it's just, been around for 22 years, so I guess I was waking up for most times.
No, I wake up for you every time, darling. Love you.
I was flattered. Love you, too.
Duck would be great.
Okay, see you later.
Love you.
You know, usually at this time of the show, this is Frida who feels like this.
All right.
So now I feel like this, and it feels good. Yeah.
I got a hiccups.
Feels good. Why not? It's kind of motivating. Kind of cleansing.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Yeah,
Mike.
Duck. I like duck.
Yeah, it's good.
Get me some duck for dinner, woman.
The government has spent a lot of time, money, and effort on trying to shut down porn production in this country, and now that mission has practically been accomplished, but not because of the government. A new AIDS scare has prompted the most major adult film production houses to stop work completely. Adult film star Darren James found out recently on Monday, in fact, that he is HIV positive. That prompted a demand that all production be halted from both the adult
industry.
His brother. Medical health. His brother?
Kevin. Kevin James.
Kevin James.
You're not going to believe this.
Who? A demand that production be halted from both the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation and the industry's trade paper, Adult Video News. James has been in dozens of porn movies in the last 6 years. He's the first performer in 4 years to be found positive for the AIDS virus.
Well, the whole family has AIDS.
The
how
entire
do they do that in Dennis? That,
in that line of work, how
Dennis,
do they get people?
Dennis James.
Rick James.
Jesse.
Each.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
The villain.
The motorcycle guy.
Etta.
Etta James.
I'm late.
Have we had Rick?
I had.
Adam.
I had.
Actors get tested.
Edgerrin.
Edgerrin
James.
Thank you.
That's the best one.
Thank you very much.
Edgerrin James.
Adult actors get tested every 3 weeks and have to provide documentation before they can perform in a film.
And of course, King.
King James.
And the Bible.
Yeah. Oh, sit down.
That's your version.
Not. And you're not drinking.
No, I'm not.
King James had AIDS.
Do you feel left out today?
James had AIDS, Rob?
What's that?
Never mind.
Can we have a day for him one of these days?
No, we need a day just for Rob.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't want to do it by myself.
I'll do it with you.
You're great by yourself.
Just for Mike and Rob.
There you go.
And it doesn't have to be a show, just tonight.
Now, provided no one else turns up positive, it'll be another 3 weeks before porn producers know if they can go back to work. June 8th will be 60 days since James last worked, but he's worked with a dozen women in the last month. If any of them are positive, then hundreds of other performers could be infected as well. Some producers will ignore the embargo, of course, but quoting one actress, no amount of money is worth your health.
You're talking about 4 years and nobody's got that. That amazes me right there.
It is indeed. And this could actually shut down the porn industry, except for the few people who will boldly go into it without concern.
George Michael.
One of the late...
I'm watching L.A. Law on Bravo.
803.
Because I'm an idiot. And who was the bald guy on L.A. Law?
Michael Chiklis.
No. No, Mike. No.
Charles Dutton.
I know who you mean.
No, come on. He was the guy.
Bruce Willis.
The guy that ran the office.
Telly Savalas.
Right. Anyway, whoever he is, he's talking to Corbin Burnson.
Uh-huh.
And this was obviously a show that was filmed, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago.
Right.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Right when AIDS was first coming, into the forefront.
Right.
And I guess this guy had an affair with somebody in the police department, and... when Corbin Burnson came into the bathroom, this guy was just standing in the bathroom crying, and Corbin Burnson comes in and says, "What are you crying about?" He says, "I don't have AIDS. I don't have AIDS.
What everybody was scared about.
Yeah, and back then, it was that would have been cutting edge.
Right.
The fact that Corbin Burnson was hugging this bald guy who... Mm-hmm. had sex with some other girl and was
right.
sure that he had AIDS.
Right.
And then Jimmy Smith walks in and goes... Oh, excuse me, you're having a moment.
Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy Smits went on to NYPD Blue.
Right, where he got AIDS.
And then,
from Dennis Franz.
No, that's incorrect.
Really?
No.
No, I don't know. I'm just pointing out that back then, around the time of L.A. Law,
right.
that was
like new.
Cutting edge. You come in with something. What are you staring at?
Your sweater.
It's the same sweater I've been wearing for 4 hours.
I know, it's pretty. Just looking at the pattern.
One of the late Liberace's ex-lovers isn't exactly helping Michael Jackson. Don mentioned this earlier.
No, I hope I don't drive that way home.
45 zigzag.
What do you mean, the pattern on my sweater?
Now that's off. Somebody drive me home.
45-year-old Scott Thorson says he cheated on the flamboyant 1960s pianist with Michael Jackson.
You said pianist.
I did.
Yeah.
Talking
pianist.
About Liberace.
Now, listen, the deal here is, and I mentioned this before.
I don't get a chance to do
briefly.
That impression very often either.
There was a boyfriend of Liberace,
of course there was,
who says he had sex with Michael Jackson.
Right. Well, what he was just a little person that was really interested in all of my music, and I really wish everyone come to my show in Las Vegas.
Liberace's ex-boyfriend says it happened with Michael in a London apartment where he was trying on clothes as Michael Jackson lounged on the bed. He says he found gay porn on Michael's nightstand, and
bye.
He says it featured what he calls, quote, looked like young boys. Jackson's lawyer calls the claim false trash. But the National Enquirer says Thorson passed a polygraph test and is willing to testify against Michael in the current child molestation case. This would hurt any defense claim that Michael Jackson is heterosexual and therefore not interested in young boys.
So how great is this? Beyond all of the charges
Michael
with the
Jackson
children.
And Liberace. I mean, my God.
Liberace's boyfriend.
Oh, Liberace's boyfriend.
Right, the guy who had been with Liberace.
I wasn't paying attention.
How you doing? Says that Michael Jackson banged him.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
That's the story Buzz just had.
But doesn't it all mesh?
Well, it does.
Buzz, one more for break.
Back in Los Angeles, another young man came forward this week to say that he, too, was molested as a boy by Michael Jackson.
Buzz be wack.
No. I really didn't like him.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Yes, now the now 18-year-old says it happened when he was maybe 5 years old or younger.
Oh,
he says
boy.
A psychiatrist just helped him recover that repressed memory.
And hey, what happened?
As shaky as recovered memory accusations can be, the Los Angeles Police Department says it is investigating that report.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Hold on. Who is he? Who is he? Hold on. Who is
he?
The accuser?
The first message is,
hey, Rob, this is Robert DeMille, man. They were supposed to have some type of skit for me if I was to come back.
Not today, Rob.
I got a pitch for
them. We'll play that
not today, Rob.
That's new.
So he's
that's new.
He has left Rob two, how many, two?
At least two.
At least maybe three voicemail messages that every day I've wanted to play on the show. We've not had time.
Oh, my God.
But we have voicemail from Robert the Angry Mailman.
I wonder if you could get somebody to sponsor me. You know, I could cover the event. You know, where Dynamite had a t-shirt or whatever.
Anyway, tomorrow we'll get into
this.
Tomorrow we'll talk about him.
Up next, Osama bin Laden is apparently trying to leave the U.S. high and dry.
Have you heard this now? The tape?
Yeah, well, I've heard of it.
His new tape where he says, this is the story, Buzz.
If Europe pulls out, he'll give them a free pass.
Right. Everybody except America and Israel.
Yeah, if Europe has any stones, that should make them want to go get that son of a bitch more than anybody else.
How much you want to bet the French are calling right now going, hello?
Sounds like he's got a good idea.
Hello, okay, hold on, Buzz.
Yes.
More news, more comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Now operating with a 7-day delay.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good guy time!
6:47. 3:47 on the West Coast. In Dallas, way after midnight.
Yeah. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dom and Mike. Osama bin Laden's apparently trying to leave the U.S. stranded high and dry in Iraq. He's reportedly offering to give a break to European countries that don't attack Muslims.
Bastard!
He says the truce begins as soon as they send home their troops. That would leave U.S. soldiers without the help of our allies.
Denied!
All of this from a new 7-minute video that features a man claiming to be bin Laden. It appears to be him. The CIA says so. As for the U.S., bin Laden continues to vow revenge. The tape also serves as a reminder he hasn't been caught yet.
Right. And what did it say today? All of the countries that are over there,
right.
Except the U.S. and Israel.
Right.
You pull out now.
You get a free pass.
And he promises.
We still attack the United States.
Yeah, he promises that he won't go after any of these other countries.
Go now, no trouble.
But we're bad guys.
Yeah, right. That's the way he's playing it right now.
Yep. No matter what he says.
Divide and conquer.
And they released the Japanese hostages today.
Right.
No, he's not retarded.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
And I was thinking about that today. They apparently have great jubilation because the certain segments of the Iraqis that did this released the hostages today, and it's and I'm going to stop talking.
Why?
Because I'm bombed.
We had a day today.
Yeah, we had a bit of a day. I think am I in the lead right now?
You're the winner.
I think so.
Yeah. I got hiccups.
You're the winner.
No, but I mean they released the Japanese.
I'll drink to that.
It made a great splash. They're very happy about that. But things stay the same in Iraq.
Very much so.
All right, so big deal.
Meanwhile, back here, the
the
White House
things still bad.
Yeah, bad.
All right,
the White House.
My piece.
The White House staff made a rookie mistake when it pushed the president out before the TV cameras the other night. Anyone with TV savvy knows there are certain patterns you cannot wear on television.
Oh, is this about the necktie? Now listen. I saw this
right
the other night.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching this with Rob. I swear to Christ.
Is that why the camera looked almost out of focus a couple of times?
I said to Rob.
Or is that because it was me?
I said, what is up with Bush's
tie? Yeah.
Because when the camera hits it,
uh-huh.
No, come on, Mike.
All trying, which is funny, because we're all at varying degrees. I know I'm the worst.
This is serious, though.
I know.
I did say it does appear when the camera hits his necktie, it reminded me, stop it.
Basic TV rules.
It reminded me of when Regis came out. Mike, I can't work when you're like this.
You're being silly now.
It reminded me when Regis came out with his line of clothing, his millionaire clothing.
Right.
Where the shirts and the ties that were shiny.
Ah, partner.
Okay, never mind, Mike. Never mind.
It's called Moir effect, as a matter of fact.
Never mind. Mike's like got his headphones over his nose.
No, my eye. No,
the headphones.
I was doing the eye thing.
Arr, me hearty. The headphones go over your ears.
Ooh, find your gold. Where's your gold?
What are you doing, Johnny Depp? What are you doing?
I'm doing the pirate.
Right.
Where's your gold?
Anyway, this tie was a bad tie to wear on television.
Try to keep a straight face with this.
A poor choice.
Find your gold.
Certain things you can't wear on television, like a houndstooth pattern or very, very fine print, they cause a moving diagonal pattern of colored stripes that
can
drive viewers crazy or hypnotize them.
What was that? The
Moir effect.
What do they cause?
It causes a moving diagonal pattern of colored stripes. As one CNN pundit put it, the tie appears to be moving when it's not.
The tie was very shiny.
Yes.
Oh, and God. I like you guys. I know you're behind me, but you still, I've got the ear for it.
And we love you, too.
A diagonal pattern.
The president wore a blue tie.
Shiny. Shiny tie. I saw it.
Diagonal ask moving
Rob,
pattern.
Ask Rob Tuesday night. I called him. I said, do you see the shiny tie?
I saw it, too, because I was watching it in a high def, and it was like wobbling.
The president wore a blue tie with tiny white dots.
High def.
It was.
It was not.
It wasn't.
It was not.
Okay.
It was not. Don't give me the finger.
There you go.
God.
Okay, it wasn't both of you. You like both of you. Both look at me. It wasn't.
It wasn't
an
high
def. You made a mistake.
It was not in high def.
You made a mistake and we both told you.
We tried to tell you. Blue tie.
Wrong man, bad man.
Tiny white dots. Even his friendliest critics, even the president's friendliest critics, say the tie distracted from the important message he'd come to deliver.
What message?
Dude, who dresses you?
Yeah.
That new liberal talk radio network that just debuted a couple of weeks ago has already been yanked off the air in Chicago and L.A.
And that wouldn't be because they bounced checks, would it, Buzz?
Well, that does come up, as a matter of fact, Don.
Yeah.
It's the Al Franken network, don't you know?
That's right. Yeah, there you go.
A station
owner. Hang your hat on him.
A station owner says the network, quote, bounced a check and was in default.
Oops.
Now, the network, which leases its stations, is now suing the owners, demanding to be put back on the air and to be compensated for its losses.
Yeah, so let's sue.
We kid a lot about Westwood One. But at least I'll say this about Westwood One. This Air America, they're on the same footing as Grease Man.
Right.
They go to stations like Korean stations, Japanese stations, and they buy 3 or 4 hours of time.
Right.
Put a guy on that you build a network around. It starts slow. You don't just throw it all on there and lease it.
Can I have an extra 30 seconds tonight?
Yeah.
Because I want to get the story in. Let's say you don't drink that often. But when you do,
I'll drink to that.
When you do drink, let's say you get good and drunk.
A new study
says that can cause brain damage.
Because what was?
Brain damage. I actually
what
did that
was?
On purpose. Brain damage.
You did not do that on purpose.
I know.
The study using brain scans shows clear evidence of damage in heavy social drinkers, similar to the damage found in hospitalized alcoholics.
Yeah, I'm a tard. Thanks.
And it causes enough damage, according to the study, to hinder your day-to-day performance when you're sober.
Good evening!
Doctors say the damage is probably long-lasting and possibly permanent. Social drinking, they say, is kind of alcoholism, and quoting one doctor, often alcoholics are the last ones to know.
Two teams. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
That they have a problem.
All right. I don't even remember what it was.
All right. There you go.
In sports, anybody remember books? There's a new coffee table book out about Muhammad Ali that is the new heavyweight champion. At 66 pounds, it's the heaviest book ever published.
You're almost at the finish line.
Nearly 800. I know, and I can feel it. Nearly 800 pages, more than 3,000 photographs, over 600,000 words in this Ali book.
Too many words.
The first words are hard, Don. The first 1,000 copies sell for $7,500 a piece and come with a sculpture. Each copy signed by Ali.
I mean this totally objectively.
Yes.
First place, Mike. Uh-huh. A very close second place would be Buzz. Right. As a matter of fact, if this was the old days and we could stay on after 7,
right.
I have a prediction. Buzz would pass Mike.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I'm pulling up third,
right.
But I'm telling you, Mike, that right now...
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
You and I
thank you very
are
much.
Drafting together.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
I win. Yeah. I just passed
you.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Exactly.
I am the clear.
Oh. I am glorious.
Oh.
Finally.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Finally, a German laid up in the hospital with multiple fractures from a car crash.
This is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany. Never forget.
That's right.
Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Wolfram.
German laid up in the hospital with multiple fractures from a car crash made an out call for a hooker to help him end weeks of loneliness.
Hi.
But it cost more than he expected when the man, unable to walk, gave the woman his bank card to collect her fee and she...
Incredible!
She cleaned him out. Quoting a police official in Berlin, it's a common problem in hospitals. People get frisky. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
On the Don and Mike show.
Congratulations.
No!
You made it through the newscast.
I think I win, boys. I think I win.
Win what?
The sobriety contest.
Right.
I disagree.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
You just effed it up.
No, I didn't.
You said rubber
I
baby?
I said rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
You just said it wrong again.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Say it again.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Say it again.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Faster. You just
rubber,
said muggers.
Rubber,
muggers. You said rubber baby,
buggy bumper. All right, let's do it. Let's all do it. We'll test each other. Uh-huh. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
You did it much slower bumpers. Than I did. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
It's a push.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Hey, great ice cream social today.
Yeah. Hey, fantastic.
Outstanding. Good day to you, sir.
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 Don't forget tomorrow, Joe in New York.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the show on the Friday episode. And you, my friend.
I feel tired.
I love you.
You're crazy.
You're crazy, Rob.
Crazy.
Romero out.
Eat me.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
WKK.
The Don and Mike Show.
Do you believe in love?
You don't got me there.
Oh, I wonder what she's doing.
We're a little pitchy.
What up, dog? Yo, what up?
He's doing a Rambi on you.
That was just eyes for me, you know what I mean? That was just eyes.
I love our listeners.
Your American Idol, Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.